Okay, folks, March 11th, Bonnie and I will be doing a live podcast from the Village Underground, alive, My Wife Hates Me. Please go to ComedyCellar.com. Under feature events, you can buy your tickets. It is March 11th, 8 o'clock. We will have a celebrity guest marriage counselor come in. It's going to be great. It's going to sell out. So get your tickets now. ComedyCellar.com. Feature event, live podcast.
You're listening to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com.
My am dubla oblongata is all stuff, but the other fucking
fuck. You're what?
You're what?
My am dubla. My oh my god, I said it correctly.
Say it.
Kareem Abdul.
If I say it fast, I can say it.
Okay.
Abdullah Abu Ghaba. Abdullah Abu Ghada. Am I not? Abdullah Ablum.
Keep trying. You're almost there. You're so close.
All right. What part am I not saying right?
All of it. Take the poison.
Abdullah Ablum. Fuck you. I can't say I'm good on that.
Uh-oh. What was that word?
I don't know. What is it?
Medulla oblongata.
It's medulla?
Yeah.
It begins with an M? What? Oh my god, this is so different than what I thought it was going to be.
You stupid fucking cunt.
I sound like an idiot.
Jersey Jerk. All day, every day. Woo!
Rock and roll, whatever happened to solid gold? Ain't like it, can't it, won't get sold. Sold by the same cats that stole your soul. Back on the track, it don't sound too old. What's going on, I don't know, it's trouble. Black and black, you bust that bubble. Black Superman, black, not dead, devil, don't wear throwback. Cause I'm a throwback, till I do that, throwback on the rack. So let's go back, just way on back. Tracks in Cadillac, yeah, still on crack, screaming what they lack. And it started with your baby on Similac. Don't get me started, get it up to speed. Get back, your soul is what you need.
Black, black, black is back.
That's right.
We got to get it straight. Come on. Soul drain, if your soul drain back right to your brain. Hit the people away for P.E. the peeps. So the top 10 joints keep them all asleep. So what they got, you think is hot. But the real things in life, your soul forgot. Don't hear it on the radio or MTV. And I damn don't know about B.E.T.
Hit the
slam! Black,
black, black is back.
We can't reach them, damn can't teach them. Somebody hating cause we got the information. Do this once a moon like an eclipse. So back to the politics on my list. Tell us girl beware them ghetto tricks. Tell the government please stay off my dick. Whatever, I never sip. Keep the whole damn bottle, I don't even trip.
Hit the slam!
Black, 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 black is
straight. Come on.
What up, everybody, and welcome to the Jersey Jerk Show on the Riotcast Network, riotcast.com. Please give us a call at 856-31-4500. Also, find us on Facebook and Twitter. And don't forget to go to iTunes, subscribe to us, leave us an awesome review because you love us.
Subscribe to us.
Subscribe.
Okay. Okay, folks, subscribe to us.
Vile fuck. What a disgusting sounding human being.
I'm glad I don't have the worst voice in the world.
You no, don't. No,
Rich,
yeah.
Rich Voss has the voice.
Rich
the
Voss's
voice.
Does
he just have a lisp? Is that what it
it's
is?
It's like a lisp, and it's like a
it's juicy.
A,
is it an
juicy
accent? Where is he from?
A fucking hole in the ground. I don't.
Is he from New York?
I don't know where he's from.
He's from New York.
Or there.
He is just vile to listen to. I feel like I need to clean my ears out.
I'll tell you what. Doing our show for the last 4 years, listening back, I used to hate hearing my voice. Then I heard him. I'm like, you know what? It's not that fucking bad.
Exactly. Exactly.
That's a good way to look at it.
It could be worse.
Yeah, it could be a lot worse. It could be like his.
Does he make fun of his own voice?
No.
No?
No, he doesn't make fun of himself
at all.
Does
his wife?
I would hope so.
Do the people in the first row of his show bring umbrellas so they don't get hit
with like a Gallagher concert?
Yeah.
Does he have a juicy mouth?
Well, everybody jokes with him. Like Marco was saying earlier, how Bobby Kelly was like, you know.
Killing him this morning on O&A. Killing him.
Juicy mouth.
About his juiciness?
Yeah.
I get special treatment. I get to do a commercial before everybody's show on the network.
Does that mean we're next? Do we get to do a commercial in front
for
of
what?
Our
for what?
For our appearance? For where?
Appearance where?
For our live broadcast every Thursday night at 8 on Riotcast.com.
That's it. We're it. That's it.
The Jersey Jerk Show will be live at Walmart.
Just for 15 minutes. Just meet us in line. Yeah, I don't know how his wife deals with that.
I listened to this morning and my mouth was just, I just felt slobber coming. He just makes my mouth.
You notice Bonnie never does these commercials because she's embarrassed.
I'd be embarrassed.
She's
too.
Embarrassed.
I would be embarrassed.
Maybe he has a distinguishing sounding voice so people recognize him. Maybe that's part
he
of
he looks
shtick.
Like a rat boy.
No.
I've seen him.
Yeah, he's got big teeth and tiny
he got his
lips.
Teeth capped.
Yeah.
You see how white his teeth are?
Oh, that can change your voice.
Yeah, not
he's
only that,
like
he probably
that.
Gave Bonnie a hysterectomy when he went down on her after that.
Does he have...
No more kids, B.
Yeah. Does he have what? HIV?
Like some... Does he have that cancer of the tongue? HPV tongue?
I don't know. I don't know.
I don't even know how to answer that.
I don't know.
Never mind.
It's just... It's kind of nasty, though. It's really... It's hard to listen to him.
Very hard.
Yeah.
Tough, man.
I feel sorry for Bonnie. I do.
I don't feel that sorry, because... He's got a lot of fans and a lot of people listen to them and go to their shows, and I don't feel that bad.
Yeah, he's a stand-up comedian, right? Like, he's popular.
Yeah, he gets paid to talk to people. He gets paid to talk to people.
What do you mean he gets paid to talk?
Well, he's a stand-up comedian.
Oh, I thought you meant like he was a motivational speaker. I'm like, who the fuck sits in on that?
I don't know. What are you going to motivate him to do? It motivates me to keep going to the dentist and make sure my teeth are in good shape.
Yeah, that's the problem. He sounds like he left the dentist without rinsing. Like, he still has all this shit in his mouth.
You fucking Jersey Jerk. Talking shit on me.
Please. He don't listen to us. He don't even know we exist.
Not. Of course not.
You would think someone who's going to have a little commercial spot before every show on the Riotcast, he would, like, you know, say, hey, thanks, guys, for supporting me or whatever.
No. Maybe he will.
Oh, come
are you
on.
Kidding me?
I don't know. I like to think on. That there's good in all.
Whoa.
Fuck you! Who are these guys? You're not comedians? At all?
Neither is he. Somebody needs to tell him that.
Is his wife a comedian as well?
She is. Yes. Yeah. I like Bonnie, actually. She's I'm funny. A fan of Bonnie.
Is she pretty?
I think so.
Yep.
Yeah, I think so. I think she's a little hottie.
Everybody around.
You know Bonnie if you ever get tired of that.
I saw a cartoon picture of her.
I'll show you funny.
Does she look like the cartoon picture of her?
Cartoon picture. Sort of.
On the website.
Yeah. Sort of, yeah. Yeah, they made
she
him,
red hair.
They made. I think so. I don't know. She may have changed. I have no fucking.
She has girl. Very low standards.
Yes, she does. Her self esteem is shot. It's dead.
Well, the show's called My Wife Hates Me, so that means she must talk about...
Which wife? His first wife, his second wife, or her?
Oh.
My wives hate me.
He should have both of them on.
Oh, man.
Special.
Yeah, so in saying that, make sure you guys buy tickets to their live podcast.
Support.
Yeah. Yeah, we take care of the Rykes family.
Oh, my gosh.
When instructed to.
I sent,
it's just his ass.
I sent a phone call soon.
Oh, I'm just
I
playing.
Sent it by now.
It ain't going to be from Rich Voss, that's for sure. Or else we're going to hear some serious static.
You have to put plastic over the phone.
Oh, you know what Missy was saying? Well, I don't know if she said it, actually. But when you started the show, people need to start calling in and leaving voicemails. And I'll tell you why. I'm actually on a mission to... use phone callers in our intros. So anybody listening to this that have a fraction of balls,
yes.
Call in, say some shit, give us a shout out, whatever, and I will completely put you guys
in the show.
In the beginning. Yeah. I think it's because we put, you heard the last one.
Yeah,
one
it was awesome.
Did. Yeah, put the woo girl. Yeah.
So call 856-381-4500. Leave a voicemail.
Not during the show. After the show.
Yeah.
Yeah. Can't
if you
use that.
If you call to leave a voicemail now, you're an absolute fucking moron.
So much for that.
Well, right now, when we pick it up, could you send it right to voicemail? If someone called?
Well, that's a good question. I don't know.
Well, you could just leave it muted and not pick up.
Yeah. It'll go right in.
All
right,
you can call now.
Yeah, we can't do nothing with it now, though.
It would be recorded, though.
Hi, this is Rich Voss. You guys are a bunch of assholes. You guys wish you were me, okay?
Fuck you!
That's great.
I leave my wife alone, okay? Jersey jerks. What the fuck is that?
Are you guys really jerks?
Excuse me.
That's some of his stupid humor.
Is he not funny either?
He's funny.
No, he's...
funny. Okay.
He's like, a funny stand-up. I'm not... I'm, you know, I'm just fucking around with him, but, you know, he's not like Louis C.K. funny.
Gotcha.
I'm just saying. I'm just pointing out the obvious. Come on, man. He's never going to get a fucking TV show. Because first of all, if he did, they'd have to put subtitles, whether you're deaf or not. Because half the fucking shit he says, you don't understand.
Oh my.
Not only that, you probably need windshield wipers on your fucking TV screen.
Oh my God.
From all the spit. He always gets that white shit in the corner.
Oh,
does he really?
I don't know. I can't tell. It's like he's so fucking ungodly tan all year round from the fake tanning. The moment he opens his mouth, you need like sunglasses. His teeth are so white.
Oh.
So it's like, and his teeth are huge now. I guess he got them capped. I don't know what the fuck he did, but.
They were playing a celebrity game with him this morning because he claims he was like a genius and knows pop culture and all this stuff. So they showed him a picture of Christina Ricci. Who's this? He said, I think
it's Wednesday from the Addams Family.
He said that first.
Yeah.
And he said, her name is Rakina Ritchie.
Rakina.
Uh-huh. So what is he, fucking dyslexic?
He's stupid.
He's an idiot savant, according to him.
An idiot savant, okay?
Okay.
You stink, okay?
That's awesome.
Jesus.
Skinny Christina Ricci. Yeah. What did you say, Regina Ricci?
Rakina Ritchie.
Rakina, yeah. Rakina. She's African.
Maybe he was trying to say Christina, and all the spit changed it.
No. Jared Lakito instead of Jared Leto.
Is that what he said? Lakito? He's Mexican now?
It's Leto.
He's the lead singer of 30 Seconds to Mars. 30 Seconds to Mexico.
Mira, what are you doing?
He said, wait, he's in a band?
Jared Leto also won an Oscar.
I know.
Yeah. That's pretty cool. He's a trifecta.
Yo, did you see the look on Jonah Hill's face when he lost again?
Yeah.
He's so upset. Fat fuck. Come on, seriously, like he doesn't deserve to win a fucking Oscar.
I didn't see Wolf of Wall Street, so I don't know.
I saw like clips of him in it, and he looked really funny. You know, they did this. They gave him the Rich Voss look. They gave him the dark tan and the cap teeth, and he talked like real Jewy, like real New York Jewy, Long Island Jewy. And but I mean, it's, you know, Jared Leto won for playing a fairy, right?
Yeah, I think he was a gay man.
Yeah.
I still haven't watched Dallas.
Transsexual,
Fire Club.
Right?
Something like that's it. And he was wasn't he HIV? Isn't the movie about HIV or AIDS?
I'm assuming so.
Yeah.
AIDS.
Yeah, it's about AIDS.
Yeah, McConaughey's character.
All right. Marco's boy won. Yeah. Marco jerked off all over the fucking TV screen Sunday.
I thought it was just a football team in Dallas that had AIDS.
Do you still like him now that he's getting older?
Yeah, of course.
Yeah, you think he's going to be a smoldering older man?
Smoldering. That's one way to
fucking faggot.
He looks at, like
Matthew McConaughey. Where are you? Fucking faggot.
He looks a lot older.
He's moving. He does.
At the Oscars, he looked pretty young to me.
Really?
Yeah, I mean, he looks the same as he's been for the last 10 years. Or
no,
so.
He looked older.
You see how much weight he lost for that movie?
Well, True Detective, he looks old as fuck.
Really?
Yeah. Yeah.
All right. He's moving.
Tugger nuts. What's up, buddy?
I'm going to put him.
I got to watch that again.
That was on TV the other day.
Was it?
It's not as good on TV, though.
No, I never watch movies that have commercials. Horrible. Bullshit.
Horrible.
I haven't seen that movie in like 5 fucking years.
Yeah, it's been
I
got to
watch
it.
What movie?
Tropic Thunder.
Oh, yeah.
Tugger nuts. What's up, buddy?
I want to put him to pasture and bring out my new man crush.
Who's your new man crush?
Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh.
Donnie Wahlberg?
Donnie.
Not the real Wahlberg.
No, Donnie Wahlberg.
Do you like him because he's dating Jenny McCarthy?
He's married to her, isn't he?
I think they got married.
Yeah, I think they got married.
When?
Yeah, I think they're married now.
I'll dare him.
I don't think they got married.
I think she's I love Jenny McCarthy.
Oh, yeah, she's great. She's funny.
Donnie Wahlberg. Why? I'm just curious. Why him?
He's awesome in Blue Bloods. You know, he's played these characters.
Okay.
That's my man crush.
Donnie Wahlberg,
so
man.
Donnie Wahlberg. I feel like they're the same
age. I think
age.
It's more for New Kids on the Block.
Yeah, that too.
He was the bad boy.
Fuck it. Fuck me.
You fucking faggot.
Matthew McConaughey, where
fuck
are you?
Me.
You don't have a man crush, you're like, man, I wish I was him. Something
I'm
like
a
that.
Homo.
It's not a man crush like I bang him in the ass, man crush.
Wanna fuck me in the ass a little?
See, I beg to differ. I think you got a little gayness.
Finger pop him in the butt?
I think you got a little gayness.
That's ridiculous.
Now take your fucking pants off!
It's a ridiculous statement.
No, I don't know.
Sounds kind of fruity.
Come on.
My man didn't win shit.
Who's your man?
Leo.
How fucking cliche. Every woman's
I don't give a fuck.
Man is Leo. Ugh.
He's awesome.
He's a great actor.
He is a great actor.
I like everything he's ever been in.
He's no Donnie Wahlberg.
No. Fucking,
oh, please.
No, he's no Donnie Wahlberg.
Wahlbergers.
God forbid.
Yeah. Mark Wahlberg is better looking than Donnie.
I mean, about looks. Then that would make me gay.
Oh,
okay.
I see.
I suck cock. Balls and wieners.
Holy shit.
You're gay?
Now suck my cock.
Donnie fucking
Donnie Wahlberg.
Wow, that's
he's
nuts.
He's a cool fucking dude.
You know what's funny? I would have... Even a woman, I would never guess her say Donnie Wahlberg. You know what I'm saying? Like, women that are, like, so attracted to actors and stuff. Is Donnie Wahlberg even in a universe of the men they have to choose from?
No.
I mean,
no.
I guess...
No Zac Efron,
I understand Mark Wahlberg just because
Gosling.
He's so fucking popular. He's in
Zac Efron.
Mark Wahlberg is, like, the new...
I love Zac
He's,
Efron.
Like, the it actor now. He gets every like movie role. He has, like, 2-3 movies a year. You know he's paid.
Oh, fuck yeah.
Forget the shit he's done, like producing and then
the music.
Yeah, the music. Mm-hmm. But I mean, the guy is like, he's got to be like one of the highest paid actors. Right?
I would definitely say so.
You know, and
he's probably getting like $20 million a fucking movie.
The fame he's got, you know.
Well,
like
he's
got
to make that many movies to keep his brother Donnie out of the cardboard box on the corner.
Holy shit. Don't get me wrong. Donnie Wahlberg's been in really good movies, but he's never really had the, you know.
He's not a main
there
actor
was a,
either.
There was a like, show he did a few years back. I think it was on Spike with John Leguizamo. It was only one season.
What show was that?
I don't remember the name of it. If you look it up on IMDb, it was he was a cop and Leguizamo was a bank robber. And the whole show was about them too. He was trying to catch him. It was actually a really good show. I liked it, but it got canceled after the first season. I don't remember the name of it, but it was good. But that was the only thing I could really remember where he stood out at all. I don't watch Blue Bloods. I don't even.
Good show.
Isn't that the one with Tom Selleck?
Yeah.
Yeah. I don't. It's not enough for me to watch it.
His mustache isn't enough.
I got too many shows. I can't fucking.
I don't have as many shows as you.
Yeah. Like, I got enough cop shows between Justified and whatever else is out there. I don't even know.
Yeah, I never even heard of that show.
Which one?
Blue Bloods.
Blue Bloods. Oh. What's it? Network TV?
Yeah.
It'll be canceled that's next week.
No, it's been around for a while.
Has it?
Yeah.
It's only the second season, right?
It's not.
You sure about that?
No, I'm not 100%.
Okay.
You seemed very confident.
No, you're right. It started in 2010.
Yeah.
They've done 82 episodes already. Holy shit.
Yeah.
It's a good What's show. It about?
Just it's a whole family of cops.
People with blue blood.
In Boston?
And blue balls, huh?
Is it in Boston?
Yeah. No, New York, I'm sorry.
Oh, okay.
Every show is either Boston or New York.
Well, they're from Boston, that's why I asked.
The Kill Point, that was the show.
The Kill Point?
Yeah.
I never even heard of that show.
It was 2007. It was only 8 episodes. It's really good, though. If you're a Donnie Wahlberg fan, which you are.
I am.
You should probably get on Netflix or something. Yeah.
Was it canceled after 8 episodes, or was it like a miniseries or something?
See, I wasn't sure. I don't know if it was canceled or it was just supposed to be one season.
Remember that show on FX? I think it was called Thief with Andre
Yes,
Brower.
It was
that was
very,
supposed to be one season.
It was very similar to that. It had a very finite ending to it.
Okay.
So
maybe that's all it was then.
Probably. Yeah, there you go. Check that out.
I am.
The Kill Point.
Yeah.
You and your new man crush. I don't.
Yeah. Turn don't on Netflix, get a box of tissues, some lotion, and fucking jerk off.
How does a man crush work? So maybe I can, because then maybe I can understand if.
It's who he wants to be.
Is that what it means? You want to be the guy?
Yeah, he's cool. Yeah.
Your sight's a little higher than that, dude.
What?
Yeah.
What?
A balding Wahlberg. The older balding Wahlberg. Christ, you have better
I'd
hair
rather
than
be Heath Ledger. Now.
Nah, man, Donnie's a cool dude.
That's not funny.
Did you ever watch that reality show?
Wahlburgers?
Yeah.
Yeah, watch it. Mm-hmm.
Is that for real? I thought you were joking.
No.
The other brother has a reality show.
The retard-looking brother has...
There's another brother?
There's he has restaurants. There's a shitload of them. Dude. They're a big-ass Boston family. The Wahlburgers.
I saw they got the real Johnny Drama is in it. The real turtles.
Oh, well, I saw them on HBO First Look of Entourage, yeah. But...
The real guys aren't.
Ain't nothing like the Johnny Drama I know, bro.
No, but I can see where he gets. He probably.
I am the fucking game.
So
mannerisms.
So Johnny Drama is supposed to be Donnie. Huh? Is Johnny Drama supposed to be?
No, he all the original like Mark Wahlberg's in it.
Yeah,
it's his show, and the guy that they modeled Johnny Drama off of, his name is Johnny Drama. In Wahlberg, the reality show. It's a real guy.
I didn't know there was a reality show of this. How long has that been out?
This first season.
Okay. Yeah.
It's just following him, like Mark Wahlberg and his
Really? Buster. They're doing Wahlbergs? They haven't done a fucking $2 hot dog, $1 on a reality show? That makes no sense to me at all.
Yeah, they're trying to expand like out of Boston and they're going over and put one in Japan and Dubai and all that stuff.
Ridiculous.
Is it a burger shop?
It's like gourmet burgers.
They're in L.A. right now, right?
No, Boston.
That's at the restaurants in Boston, too?
Yeah.
Shit.
Mm-hmm. So it's pretty fun. It's this big-ass fucking family. They were like white trash back in the day before Donnie hit. They were all...
Before Donnie hit. Listen to that.
Be honest.
I know. Donnie... But it's just the way you said it. It's kind of funny.
But they were all in jail and shit. It's a fucked up family.
Oh, yeah.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't know that.
They had a rough fucking life. Mm.
Donnie was the tough guy of New Kids on the Block.
If there could be one.
He had the hardest slap.
Was he your favorite back in the day, too? Or did you not have a favorite back in the day?
Back in
but
the
you
day.
Liked them.
Yeah.
Well, Marco was a huge New Kids on. His sister was a huge New Kids on, but she's a couple years younger.
She didn't have the pillowcase.
Though. She's a chick. She had the jacket. I remember she was rocking the jacket, right?
The tour denim jacket.
The denim jacket. Yeah. I remember her walking around, and I sat there and I thought, I was like, I wonder if that's Marco's rocking it. Your obsession with boy bands is just it's unmatched.
It is. It's unmatched and unreveled.
Marco was jamming out on Instagram the other day.
You see that?
Yeah.
I got a whole bunch of action on that.
To Backstreet
Everybody's
Boys.
Everybody's calling me fag.
No. Why would they do that?
He was loving it.
Faggot. You want me to beat your dick off?
I'm going to do more of that.
Do you like any boy bands currently? Do you like One Direction?
No.
I like that one song.
None of them. I don't deal with them.
Really?
It's salad tossed.
Why? What's different about the current boy bands that you don't like, you know, the ones from 10 years ago?
Over it.
Ah, you've grown up.
Come on my face.
Mm-hmm. One Direction.
That's my man crush.
One song.
Donnie D.
You want me to finish him off? Got jerked off by one gay guy.
Breaking out all the good ones.
Come on my face. My gay memory. Roll around in the ball.
Oh, man. Donnie Wahlberg. Wow. So crazy. That's like picking Ron Howard's brother as your favorite Howard. You know what I'm talking about?
Oh, yeah.
Ron Howard is Richie Cunningham slash one of the other great producers of our time.
Mm. Nah, and
he's got that fucking weird-looking, ugly-ass.
He's in every one of his movies, always. Yeah, yeah. He was in some small part.
He also was in
Away From a Bone.
He was also in one of the Austin Powers when the spaceship was in the air. He's like, Johnson.
Yeah. It's a big...
Yeah. Johnson. Yeah, it's like saying he's your favorite Howard.
No, let me tell you, dude. Nah, that's a bad analogy.
Daniel's my favorite Baldwin.
I like Steven.
Well, Steven had somewhat of a career.
Yeah, Biodome.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was thinking of the other. I'm thinking of the...
Which one?
Not Alec, but the one that was in Backdraft.
Oh, Daniel.
Daniel Baldwin.
You're right.
Baldwin?
That's not Daniel Baldwin in Backdraft. That's the other Baldwin.
I think it's Daniel.
No, it's not Daniel. Daniel's the big ogre looking fucking Baldwin. He looks like Alec, but fatter.
Oh, yeah.
No, it's who's the one you said you liked?
Steven.
There's one other Baldwin. It's not.
And it's not Alec. Here, I'll look it up.
My God. Who the hell cares?
Chris just thinking this soundbite terms.
I don't give a fuck.
William Baldwin.
Oh, he was the one in Backdraft.
Correct. Gotcha. That's what I was saying.
Ding.
Yeah.
So Daniel's fat.
Yeah, Daniel's like looks like Shrek out of all. Look at him. Look there.
Okay.
Oh man. Yeah.
They all kind of look.
Is that your new man crush, Marco?
Who?
Daniel Baldwin.
Daniel Baldwin? No. Daniel Baldwin? No way.
No. He's not good enough. Nobody. He's not a Wahlberg.
He's not a new kid.
So what is his catchphrase? Say hi to your father for me. Is that what he does?
No catchphrase.
Oh, man.
I like it.
It's different. I will say that. It's different.
It's not cliche.
No, it's definitely you can't. You get originality points.
Well, what the fuck? I mean,
you get originality
still
points.
You got 20,000 screaming chicks at a concert. You still got something.
But you see those screaming chicks? They're the same ones that were watching back in the late 80s.
I mean, there's a lot. There's a lot.
I went to a New Kids on the Block concert like 6 years ago, and it was like all like old ladies.
They're all wearing the same T-shirt.
Yeah. It's like going to a Bon Jovi show. Tight.
Fat girls aren't real people.
Yep.
Man. That's crazy.
So he's your favorite now.
Yeah, I did go to a JT concert last week.
Yeah, how was that?
The guy's fucking unreal.
Timberlake, you mean?
Yeah.
Oh, I didn't realize he was going by JT. I'm not in the crowd.
He's JT.
Just like I didn't know about Easy Rider.
The MC?
I don't know him.
I don't know him. I never heard his music. I never in a million years would have thought that you would have referenced a classic movie like that. I figured you were talking about some new rapper.
To now, once in a while.
You got a lot going on up in this noggin.
Yeah. Definitely. You're Abdullah Abogada.
Oh, man, that was a proud moment.
You were so fucking mad.
I was so mad because I had no idea that
but
it
you
was
were,
like
but
that.
But you were like, and I just said it right. And then you kept trying to say it over and over again. And
Abdullah.
I'll never forget the look on her face, man. The whole time, too, I'm sitting there like watching you, like waiting. And I'm like, come on.
I had to cut. You can do it. You can
I had
do
to cut
it.
Out like almost 2.5 minutes from that opening clip.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
That's how long that went for before you finally got it. It was insane.
It's a proud moment. Mm-hmm. Winning. Winning moment.
You're like, like your tongue was just committing suicide midway through.
Stupid woman.
It happens.
Poor Miz. Oh man. So yeah, you're now he's not your man crush anymore, but
he is. He goes in the Hall of Fame.
Oh,
he's the first inductee.
See, that's gay. That's gay. You have too much detail going into this. It's one thing to be like, man, I wish I had that dude's life.
Yeah.
You stop there. Mm-hmm. But when you have a Hall of Fame.
The Hall of Fame, man.
Everything's at Butt Fuckingham Palace.
Was there anybody before Matthew?
No.
No.
Is he the only one in the Hall of Fame?
He's the first one.
Really?
Inaugural.
I figured Vanilla Ice would have been in for you.
No. No, sir.
Vanilla Ice isn't a bad looking man, though.
I'm not talking about his looks. I'm just talking because I remember Mark
was
a huge Vanilla Ice fan.
Oh, were you?
Yeah, when he first came out, he was a white rapper.
Yeah. Rolling in my 5.0.
I had the tape.
Marcos used to do the fucking dance from the video.
Like that?
Yeah, man.
Yeah.
You dancing? Do the Running Man.
Oh, that's what it was called. I was like, what the fuck was it called?
I remember.
The Running Man.
That's just so funny. Remembering back in the day, like I remember Third Base.
Third Base.
I like Third Base.
Third Base.
I
love
Third
Base.
I was fucking fans of them. And then when the dude went solo, what's his name?
Which one?
The lead
singer. Guy.
MC Search. Yeah, he went solo and he just didn't go anywhere.
No.
That usually happens.
Mm. You kind of started to look
JT
like MC
didn't.
Search at some point. Huh?
JT didn't. Like, he broke off. And
see, I like Justin Timberlake. I'm a Justin Timberlake fan, but because I think he's great. And I never thought he would be a good actor. And he's a good actor.
Yeah, he's a really good actor.
And not only is he a good actor, but he's actually funny. Like he makes like
he's great on SNL and stuff like that.
Yeah. Oh, when he's on SNL, I'll watch it or DVR or whatever, and just skip through till he's on it because he's always funny on SNL.
Yeah, he is good.
Like he never lets you down. But like when he did like funny movies, man, I'm like, wow, that's pretty impressive. Like I didn't think he'd be funny, and he's funny.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, did he do anything serious that I wouldn't know?
Yeah, I think he did a few things that were serious.
He did the one about the... What the fuck was it called?
I saw the movie with
he
Clint
did a movie
Eastwood.
With Christina Ricci. That wasn't...
Rikina Ricci?
Yeah.
Ricci?
And Samuel L. Jackson. That wasn't... He was a hick.
That was a black...
That movie, Alpha
black
Dog, where they...
Yeah.
Alpha Kid.
That was his first one, I think.
Yeah, that was good.
He was also a soldier or something in something, wasn't he? Or was that Alpha Dog?
He was in a movie with Clint Eastwood recently, the Trouble with the Curve.
Oh, I didn't see that.
Yeah, it was an okay movie. I mean, it was not one of Eastwood's better movies. Man. But
he's slipping.
Who?
He's old as fuck.
He's 100
90.
Years old.
He's 120. Did you ever see his Mitt Romney speech?
With the chair?
Oh, the one with the chair.
The chair. Huh. That was the fucking funniest goddamn thing ever. Everybody thought he was going to die on stage.
Yeah.
He looked like he was ready to just die. He would just, he'd pause. He's like, he would look at the chair and be like,
It's because he was shitting his diaper.
Back in the day, he was famous for loading guns. Now he's famous for loading his diaper. You feel lucky, punk? You feel stinky, punk? So... Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Didn't Timberlake just have a movie come out a couple months ago? I think Ben Affleck was in it. It was some sort of mafia-type movie.
Affleck.
Oh, yeah.
What was it? I missed it.
I don't know. The previews looked good. I just never got around to seeing it.
I don't remember.
Oh, it couldn't have been that good. I don't even know what it is.
Did it come out yet? Or is it was...
I don't know. I thought it came out. I saw a preview for it.
That's one guy I fucking hate. Affleck.
Do you really?
I fucking hate that dude.
Why?
He's such a horrible actor.
See, some things he's really bad at, other things he's really good at.
I'll admit there was a couple movies I did like him in.
Some movies he's good at.
But the majority of his movies are fucking... He's a dog shit actor.
What?
He cries in almost every movie, by the way, which is funny because... When he cries, his fucking he starts shooting bubbles out of the corner of his mouth.
Yeah,
it's hard not to notice. That's why I remember it so well. But the town, I thought he was good in that.
He was great. Yeah, he was great in the town.
You know, but other than that, I mean, there's really not many I could say. Wow, he was Hollywood. Hollywood Land was okay.
I saw that.
That was the movie about the guy that played Superman on TV back in like the 50s.
Oh, yeah. George I heard Reeves, about this. Okay.
He was, well, they say he committed suicide, but there's a whole whatever. Well, that's what the movie's about. Like, how did he die?
Okay.
That kind of thing. Well, he played George Reeves. And he was okay. I mean, you know, he didn't really – he had very small parts because it took place more after his death than before.
Okay.
They were just showing flashbacks of him. But anyway, I don't know. He wasn't really – Nothing he did really stood out for me.
Yeah, I think I like him more than I dislike him.
Good Will Hunting.
Awesome.
Yeah, but I mean, it wasn't really... It was, to be honest with you, besides Matt Damon's part, I thought the other guy in his crew, the redheaded dude, I thought he was fucking good.
Cole Hauser. He was great.
He's an underrated actor. He's very underrated.
I agree.
Because I like a lot of the stuff he's done.
He should be leading in things. He was great.
They tried putting him in the lead in that one movie where
like an action
paparazzi.
Plug.
That's Mel Gibson's movie. That was a Mel Gibson.
That was a good movie, though. I liked that.
And Daniel Baldwin was in it.
Yeah.
There you go.
Daniel Baldwin and Tom Sizemore were the two big. You know the movie's going to be shit when they're the fucking
I thought
antagonist.
It was a good movie.
I thought it was good.
I like paparazzi.
I thought it was a decent movie. Yeah. But, you know, Mel Gibson's the one who created it, you know. Honestly, Mel Gibson should have done that.
He did Braveheart, didn't he, for Christ's sake?
No, I know, but I mean, he should have starred in it. It probably would have been a better movie, and they would have got better actors to play other parts.
Yeah.
He had to settle for Baldwin and Sizemore.
Didn't he help with the casting, though? It's his movie.
I don't know if he's a casting director. I don't know. But yeah, he was good in that. Cole Hauser was
Yeah, he was great in that. And Cole Hauser was really good in that movie about the racism. Fuck, I can't remember.
I narrowed it down.
He's a white supremacist.
White supremacist.
White supremacist.
White supremacist.
And he has a bald head.
Okay.
Yeah.
And it's a college.
Higher learning.
Yes, yeah, I forgot about that.
And Michael Rapaport.
Michael Rapaport was fucking awesome.
He's another underrated actor.
Yeah, absolutely.
Remy.
He's another underrated. I saw Men of Honor a couple weeks ago, and he played the stuttering fucking bunkmate of whoever that dude is. I forgot his
name.
Cuba
Gooding?
Yeah, he's... I don't know what happened to him. I thought he was like the shit back in the day with the...
He was the man.
Yeah, with Maguire and all the other movies he had. Now he's like unhurt. Like, you don't see him in anything.
No, he doesn't do shit.
He like fell off the fucking planet. Anyway... what's his name? Rappaport's good. He's great in Justified.
Yeah, yeah.
I hope he never fucking goes away. I'm starting to like him almost as much as I like Boyd Crowder.
Well, don't get too attached because he'll be dead by the end of the season.
I know. Boy, we ain't got a fight. He plays a great redneck, man.
He does.
I never thought he could do that. He's a great redneck. Like Southern, you know, inbred redneck, man. Does it well. Does it real well.
That shows his range, his acting range.
Yeah.
He's got a range.
See, I could see him as your man crush before Donnie Wahlberg.
No. Come on.
I figured your man crush would have been fuck's his name? Lumberdozy.
Oh, you were big on him.
Yeah.
He was in a good fucking TV show that I used to watch.
And where'd that go? You were pimping that show. You gotta watch the show. It's good.
Marco was tweeting that motherfucker 3 times a day.
No.
What show is this?
Prison? No. No, not Prison Break. No,
that was a good show.
I'm talking about it, so good it was. I don't even remember his name.
Who was the actor?
Dominic. Dominic?
Yeah, he was in The Wire. He was in.
And he was an author.
He was in Entourage.
He's been in a lot of shit, actually. He plays. He's got a.
More of a character type of guy. He always plays like a.
I forgot what else he's
been in,
but yeah, he's...
Yeah, that show was so good, I don't remember what it was.
That's the worst when they cancel a good show.
Oh, they did it a bunch of times. Yeah, no. They do it a bunch of times. You all right?
Keeping you up?
Sorry.
You know, close your eyes. Take a nap. There's a couch right here.
I've been eyeing it up.
Yeah?
Been eyeing that Reese's.
Fat pig.
So let's finish out this Oscar talk real quick so we can move on. Yeah. So your boy McConaughey won Best Actor.
Yes, sir.
Whatever Rich Voss called Jared Leto.
Lolito. I forgot what it was. I don't fucking remember.
Jared Lementino won Best Supporting Actor.
He did.
Who won Supporting Actress?
I think it was Kate Blanchett.
Yeah.
She might have been the lead.
For what's that movie?
Blue Jasmine.
Okay.
And then the
supporting actress, who won it?
Lupita Nyong'o. Lupita Nyong'o. Huh? Sorry about that, Lupita.
What?
Lupita. She 12 Years a Slave won the Best Picture as well.
Yeah.
She was in that.
Yeah.
Wait, who won Best Supporting Actress?
Lupita? Lupito. Nyong'o. That's it. Nyong'o. But she's got a weird apostrophe in her name, and it's freaking me out.
I don't trust those apostrophes.
Like, at the end, it's at the end. So it's like Nyong'o. Huh? Nyong'o. She looked real pretty, then. She was part of that super selfie, I think. Oh, actually, she wasn't. Somebody else
did you see the... Did anybody watch that... does anybody watch Jimmy Kimmel Live ever?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Did you see the one that they did that night after?
No.
I DVR'd it and watched it on Monday. That shit was funny. They had... Kevin Spacey was on. One of his guests. By the way, I gotta say, Kevin Spacey is a fun fucking guy to listen to. Like... Forget the fact that he's a great actor, but he is a really funny dude, like, in general.
Yeah.
So, they showed that selfie, and Kevin Spacey was all the way to back making a face. And I don't know if it's real, but apparently...
No, it is.
That's real?
Yeah.
Yep.
Apparently, that crashed Twitter.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
That's 3 million, insane.
Like, retweets or something.
That's insane. That's absolutely insane. That was so fucking funny, man. And what they did was they did their own take... Jimmy Kimmel wanted to do his own take on Oscar night. So what he did was he would take the most popular YouTube videos of all times, and he put real actors in who played the, you know.
I saw Queen Latifah.
Queen Latifah.
Yeah,
did. I ain't
Tony
got time
Brown.
For that. She went around. Yo, that shit was fucking funny.
I'm going to have to YouTube that.
That was great.
Definitely
ain't nobody fun. Got time for that. And what did Joseph Gordon-Levitt did, the kid that came home from the dentist, was coming home.
Yeah.
You ever see that?
Johnny, come out. John, something from the dentist. It's that kid.
You gotta watch the original one with the kid. He's high as fuck from the drugs they gave him.
Mm-hmm.
And he's like, so they put these big fake teeth in Joseph Gordon-Levitt. He's sitting in a car seat in the back. And, they had like a couple actors and actresses in that skit. And he was like tripping balls, major balls.
Oh, yeah.
And then they did Chris Hemsworth and Liam Hemsworth as Charlie Bit Me.
No.
Yeah.
Are you serious?
But what happened was it was 20 years later. So who's the more popular Hemsworth? The one who plays Thor. Is that Chris?
Chris. That's Chris.
Okay.
Yeah.
So Chris is sitting there and he's like, I'm going to get him. And then someone, I guess, who played his mother is like, but that's your brother. I don't care. And then you see them like chasing each other through the streets. And then they like beat the piss out of each other. And then they show Chris's hand. He's missing two fingers. And he's like, Charlie bit me.
Oh, I gotta see that.
Yo, that shit was so fucking funny. And they had a different great actor to come out and introduce each clip. Like, Morgan Freeman was one.
Awesome.
They really pulled out all the stops. And Matt Damon was in the Ain't Nobody Got Time for That skit. At the very end of it, she like punched him in the fucking face or something. Does he really hate Matt Damon?
No.
Because he's always shitting on him.
They shit on each other.
No, it's like, remember when, like, the South Park guys in the movies. Matt Damon.
Yeah.
Well, Matt Damon was actually on Preston and Steve before, and they asked him, they're like, hey, how do you feel about like South Park doing that? And he's like, no. They made a puppet of me, and it came out looking retarded, so they just kept making me retarded. We're still friends. So I think that they're probably still friends.
Matt Damon.
But that was really good, though, that whole thing.
I got to see
Kevin
that.
Kevin Spacey's
interview. I didn't watch
interview.
The end of that.
He was on for like 15 minutes, and they were just bullshitting. He did a couple of great impressions.
He's good at that.
He's really. He did Johnny Carson and Jack Lemmon, which was really good. And he actually... They actually made Jimmy made him stand up and do like an actual Johnny Carson segment, and then there was a video that you can watch Jimmy Kimmel back in the day doing Johnny Carson. It was fake,
yeah,
but because it was Kevin Spacey as Johnny Carson, but it was funny though. He was really good at.
I like Kevin Spacey. Well, that's
fucking
cool.
Spacey has a podcast too.
He's doing all kinds. He's got like a big time website. His website crashed from the Oscars.
Isn't he on House of Cards or something?
Yeah, I heard that's
a
really
good
show.
Good things about it too.
Yep, I heard. Yeah. I've been able to watch it.
I heard things.
We got to get on that.
Yeah, so, and you said 12 Years a Slave won Best Pick?
Yeah, that one.
You kind of knew that was going to happen. Anytime there's some movie about some sort of hardship, they usually wins.
Yeah.
You know, I mean, Dallas Buyers Club could have won too because it was about AIDS.
No, I have that. I have to watch it.
What?
Dallas Buyers Club.
Is it on DVD or any?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
I thought you said you had AIDS.
No.
AIDS?
No, AIDS.
Jesus will cure it. Don't worry about it.
Sure. Why not? Yeah, so I didn't really watch the Oscars, but I heard good things about
I just watched
them.
Like the last couple
Yeah, as soon as Walking Dead was over.
Yeah, I...
Did you like them? Did you like Ellen as a host?
I didn't really see her as a host. I just saw mostly
She does, you know, she doesn't come on every time. She doesn't do much after the beginning, after she does that whole
Yeah, she does like the intro type thing.
She was. I thought she was funny in the parts that she came up.
Liza Minnelli was pissed off at her.
Why?
She said something about her being like, she said something like, oh, Liza Minnelli impersonator is real, like, good or something. Mm. And Liza Minnelli was like,
she had blue hair.
Yeah, she's old. She was weird. She's in that selfie, actually, but she's so short you can't see her.
I thought she was dead.
No, she's alive.
As soon as I turned it on, it was Jim Carrey. That was the first time I turned it on. He was doing, I don't know, some spiel. It was funny.
Always.
Then I turned it off. I turned it back on, and it was the Despicable Me song was being sung by Pharrell. Farrell, however he fucking pronounced it. Yeah, he was doing that song, had a whole fucking chorus and shit on stage, and I turned that off. And then when I went back, well, I was in between, like, I was trying to watch True Detective, you know, so I would just go back and forth. And then I went, and finally they were getting to the good awards, the ones I was actually. And again, we talk about this every fucking year, and I still don't understand, okay? These are movies that came out in 2013 for the most part. That they're okay. I just don't get how there's so many good movies that were overlooked. Now, granted, I'm biased because I'm a fan of a certain type of movie, but like you don't even I know it's going to sound bad. How does Avengers not get even nominated for best special effects? Just explain that to me.
That's strange. Like, I could understand it
they
not being nominated,
they weren't nominated
for Best Picture.
Anything.
But special effects, you figure...
Right?
Yeah.
Or costume design or some shit. Like, they have costume design, best costume design. Nothing. They weren't nominated for jack fucking shit. And I'm like, how is that possible?
Didn't the same thing happen to Avatar?
I don't know what Avatar was bitching about. They were in Best Picture running. I mean, they won. They won Best Picture.
Did they
win Best Picture?
Didn't they?
I don't know. I don't know why.
Well, they were nominated for Best Picture. I know that.
Okay.
You know what? I think they lost to The Hurt Locker.
I think you're right.
Because Cameron was married to the chick that wrote The Hurt Locker. Yeah. And I think everybody was saying what a big fuck you it was for James Cameron.
Guess what? That movie wasn't that great either.
Hurt Locker? No, it wasn't. It was okay.
It was all right, but it didn't.
It wasn't a bad movie, but it was kind of slow.
It was like a movie that I saw, and it was okay, and then I'll never watch it again.
Yeah.
Just like, okay. It was okay.
I've seen better movies in that setting that never
yeah,
got
Yeah, absolutely.
Any. There's a movie with Jamie Foxx called The Kingdom. Way better movie.
I heard that was really good.
Really good movie. Outstanding.
Is that the one with the chick?
There's a bunch of fucking... I don't remember.
Jennifer Garner? She
no,
in that?
I don't think she's in that. That was before she was...
Jessica Biel.
Oh, no. I think you're right.
Jessica Biel's in it.
I don't know.
Jessica Biel's in it.
No, you're
no,
right.
No, I didn't say it.
Don't get crazy.
Jessica Biel.
Jessica Biel.
Yeah, The Kingdom.
Are you looking it up?
Yeah. It is Jessica Biel. No, it's Jennifer Garner.
Oh, sure.
Yeah, right. Okay, I saw it.
My bad.
Jason Bateman was in it. That's right, I forgot he was in it. He played like the geeky...
Yeah.
Yeah. Jeremy Piven.
You know a movie I watched yesterday? It was fucking awesome. What? Now You See Me?
I seen it.
Yeah, I thought it was awesome.
I thought
loved
it was okay.
I loved it. I thought it was awesome.
I didn't think it was bad. I was like, all right, I watched it.
I have a hoodie of theirs.
What's that?
I have a hoodie of that movie. Yeah, I've never wore. I never saw the movie, but I have a hoodie.
I wouldn't get a hoodie of it. I just thought it was a good movie.
No, I got it for free, but I always forget to watch it.
I finally watched White House Down.
That was good.
It was okay. Olympus Has Fallen is way better.
Yeah.
Yeah. White House Down was kind of long, and it took... I was looking at the timer at one point.
Is that
like,
Jamie Foxx?
Yeah, that took like 40 minutes before finally some action happened. Oh. It was like a very slow start. But it wasn't bad. I didn't think it was that bad. I just think it was... I think Olympus Has Fallen was way better. It's kind of like the year Armageddon and Sudden Impact came out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, two very similar movies. I think it also happened a couple years ago with something else. I don't remember what it was. But I thought Armageddon was way better than Sudden Impact. Sudden Impact was boring. I was waiting for that fucking meteor to hit. Yeah. I was hoping it was going to hit me. Like, I was waiting for it to land in my fucking lap. I was like, I am done with this movie.
An asteroid passed Earth last night.
Did it?
Yeah, it was
I'm surprised you didn't send us a text.
I didn't see it. I looked for it.
No, to let us know. I thought maybe you'd go apeshit over
it. No, I knew I wasn't going to hit the Earth because it was as far
not
as the moon.
Not for that, miss. Obviously, if it was going to hit the Earth, we'd probably never speak again. None of us would be going.
But I could have pre-warned you.
There's a big space trash coming to hit the Earth.
I was very excited about it, and then I didn't see shit.
No.
No. Yeah. Not a damn thing. I need a better telescope.
Do you have one?
Mm.
Is it decent?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Can you see some stuff, though?
Like, yeah, I can cool see, things? Like,
I always wanted
moon.
A telescope. I just never, you know.
It's cool.
I think it is, too. I'm not even bullshitting you. I always did want one. I just never got around to it. I think it's kind of cool to look
it's
up.
It's supposed there. To point up.
Deck.
Damn it, if I didn't like Jesus, I would have had a great joke.
What?
I was going to say, he's always pointing looking for his penis, but I like Jesus. No, I'm kidding. I like Jesus.
All jokes.
How is Jesus doing, by the way?
Jesus is good.
Yeah? He's a good man, that Jesus.
He is. Got to deal with that, though.
God bless him.
God bless him.
He sure did.
God bless Jesus.
What would Jesus do?
Freak show. The hot ass wife. She's good looking.
She is hot.
That Malin Malin.
Yeah, did we actually Malin. Did you actually titties on there? Did we actually
Yeah, she right? opens up her shirt, she got titties.
You might as well play the song there. Get the
Yeah, do a little spot. You want to do a live spot?
Do a little there you go, a little live spot.
You got to put the shirt on and dance.
No.
Yeah, take your shirt off and put that shirt on right now.
Boom. Mustard relish. Boom. Ketchup, 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 mustard relish relish. Ketchup, mustard, relish. Ketchup, mustard, relish.
Ketchup, mustard, relish. That's funny.
Is it bad that we plugged $2 hot dog more than My Wife Hates Me? Real live podcast.
That's talent.
Yeah, that's talent.
That's talent right there.
They stink, okay?
No.
Yeah, I'm glad the Oscars are done. Thank God. Good.
Yeah, race. I know. I feel like we talked about it for so long before it actually happened.
No, just last week.
No, didn't we talk about
it? Either last week or the week before. We talked about the nominees, I think, and that was it, right?
I feel like we talked about it like a month ago.
We did.
Yeah.
When the nominees first came out.
Yeah, when the nominees first came out. And then I thought it was like happening soon. And it did.
This is how it always works.
It sucks. It was so
I never really liked the Oscars. When I was younger, I always liked the Grammys.
Yeah, the Grammys are cool.
You know, but now I don't like the Grammys because I hate today's music. It's shit.
You do.
So it's like, man, what the fuck am I going to watch that? Now, believe it or not, if I have to watch bits of anything, it'll probably be the Emmys because I like TV more than anything.
That's true.
And they always actually have shows that I like that are nominated. You know,
yeah, and they all always win, usually, too.
Exactly. Breaking Bad, you know, they all...
Lost. Oh, you didn't watch Lost,
no,
right? Okay.
No, I tried, and I was lost.
Dexter won shit.
Dexter won a couple times, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of shows that I watch that won shit.
So, does Walking Dead win stuff?
Yeah, I think they won. I don't know if they won any actors or actresses, but I think they won something. I just don't remember what.
Well, if there's a makeup category,
oh yeah,
they better win.
Yeah,
that.
I think yeah. If anything, they won. I think Blacklist is going to fucking.
Oh, I love that.
I think
show,
they're dude. Going to absolutely own the Emmys this year. I absolutely show. Think they're going to scoop up the Emmys.
When do the Emmys play?
Later on in the year, they go like towards the end, fall, I think.
That's a great fucking show. What's his name?
Dude, Spader's a great fucking awesome. Actor, man. His character is just freaky good, man.
You like him, but yeah. Then he does something.
Hello, Lizzie.
Yeah.
He just has that fucking look to his face, you know? You know what I'm talking about? You watch it, right?
Hello, yeah. Lizzie.
Oh, you don't watch it?
No.
Oh, Chris. Shit. Dude, I know he's it's best, network man. TV, man. It is – I'm telling you, it's – first of all, it ain't going nowhere. They've already – awesome. I heard they already renewed like the next three seasons already. It is a fucking fantastic show. The first episode, within 5 minutes, you are hooked. You're like, holy shit. And James Spader's character is a Hello, bad Lizzie. Motherfucker, man. Hello, Lizzie. That shit is good, man. That's a – I got to admit, that is a really – I look forward to that, watching it on Mondays. Yeah.
Fantastic show.
Yeah, what's it called? Bates Motel came back this week.
Yes,
I didn't watch it yet, though.
We won't talk about it. Cool. It was good, though.
I don't watch it, but is there a weird mother son vibe?
Like yes, okay, yes, right. Yes.
Like the preview, what the fuck is going on?
Last year was first season, and it was was very evident that there was a weird this first episode, not so much.
Right, but last year she wanted to suck. Not bad.
Yes. She did. It was weird.
That's ridiculous.
She was just waiting for him to turn 18 because it would have been creepy otherwise.
Oh, my God. Yeah.
Well, it's like based off a psycho.
Yeah, that's it.
And they obviously had that. He was that's psycho. It.
As soon as he fucks his mother, I'm done with the show. I hope he never
I don't
does
think
it.
He's going to fuck his mother. I got a weird vibe from the mother and the stepson last season. Did you?
Yeah.
No.
Do you notice that there was a point where he was trying to kind of buy her love in a
yes.
sense? I was thinking they were going to fuck at one point.
Absolutely.
That's disgusting.
I never got that.
But she's not the biological mother.
The older kid.
Yeah, he's
the... Yeah, he's like the just by marriage or
right,
whatever.
Right, right,
yeah, I totally got that. You didn't
yeah,
get that?
Yeah, it was very plain as day.
Like, man. She did fuck him, though, I thought. I was
she
definitely
did?
At it in my... No, that like oh, in the oh. past, maybe.
I was going to say, I missed it because no, it like, seemed like they were
going
to fuck.
I was like, no, they fucked. I immediately, like, I was like, they fucked. You can tell.
Yeah.
When he was like a kid, probably.
This is graphic.
There was a very creepy vibe with them two also.
Oh, yeah.
Big time. Because they hated
like,
each other so much. I was just waiting for them to just, like, I thought they were going to kill each
like
other at
anger
one point.
Bang.
Well, then it got sexual after that.
Oh, yeah.
It was like, oh, this is weird.
Yeah.
Don't get me wrong. The chick who plays the mom, I think she's kind of hot.
Yeah, I wish they'd show her titties.
She's in The Departed. She was awesome.
Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, she was in Running Scared.
Yeah, she was great good. In that.
Yep. But that was good. But something else just came back, I think. I don't remember what it was. Oh, Hannibal. Hannibal
oh,
started.
Okay, I didn't watch that.
I know nobody here watches it. I always like try to see, you know, I always love Silence of the Lambs. I liked all the movies, even though some of them weren't as good. Yeah. Well, the TV show, fucking gory as hell. For being a network show, I'm kind of shocked. It's actually gorier than Dexter ever was.
Wow.
In one season, I saw more shit that I was like,
ew. How is that possible? Do they play after 10?
It played at 10.
Oh, okay.
On Friday nights when nobody's home.
Oh, okay, yeah.
But I watched the first season. I really, really enjoyed it.
And who plays Hannibal?
I don't know the guy's name. The only movie I remember him from was Casino Royale, the Bond movie from a few years ago. The first one with what's his name in it? The new Bond guy.
Craig something?
Yeah, Daniel Craig.
Daniel Craig.
Yeah. Craig.
Craig.
He was the villain in that. And that's the only thing I remember him. He may have been in other shit, but I don't recall. But he is a creepy motherfucker. And Lawrence Fishburne plays the what is he? I don't know. The captain or whatever. The guy that was Clarice's captain in Silence of the Lambs.
Okay.
He's his character. Special agent, whatever the fuck. He goes over. Now, Lecter helps them out. And this is a prequel to everything that's happened in all the movies. And Lecter helps them out all the time with cases and, you know, real fucked up. Well, Fishburne's always going over his house for dinner. And you see him prepping the food and you could just tell it is not. You know,
like it's human.
It's yes. Like you see like this big fucking liver on the, and he's cutting it up and he makes these really nice posh dishes that you'd see in like movies and stuff.
Sounds good.
And Fishburne is just enjoying it. Like it's just crazy. He has no idea what he's eating. It's
Give me the motherfucking liver.
He's eating all kinds of fucking people. Tray. He don't even know.
Give me the liver tray.
That's funny.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. What do you think? Go ahead.
What do you think of this new cult and the following?
I'm glad you brought that up. I think it's a little odd. I think it's a little too much.
It's creepy as fuck.
It's very creepy. But at the same time, I think that's a sign that they're already running out of shit. Ideas, I think.
That sucks.
Yeah. Yeah. I thought the ending of this last episode was fucking wild.
See, I feel like this new cult, the religious cult, is more believable than the serial killer cult.
Oh, I wasn't talking about that. I'm saying that it's not. It doesn't interest me that much.
No,
like the serial killer cult, that's interesting.
No, I hear you. It is creepy as fuck. I kind of like that they ran into basically a more powerful
cult. I'm mad because I thought that chick died, and apparently she's not dead. The one that's...
Emma?
Oh, I fucking hate that raggedy cunt. Yeah, I was hoping she was dead. Apparently, they said she's not. I don't know if that's true or not, but we'll find out. But I'm assuming that she's not. But whatever. I kind of thought the whole thing was a little... It is definitely weird and freaky, but... It's almost like it's a way for... the viewing public to think of Joe Carroll as a good guy, like trying to make you're like feeling for him. They're trying to do that. They're trying to make people feel for Joe Carroll. Like, oh, why are they doing this to him? Like, you feel bad for him in a sense. And I don't know why they're doing that.
I don't know if it's more of a feel bad for him, but you kind of want to see him win at this point, not win against.
I want to see him burn the entire fucking compound down with everybody in it.
Yeah.
That's what I want to see. And I don't feel bad for him. I'm just sick of these freaks.
I want to see him kill everybody there.
Yeah. And he needs to ditch fucking Emma and the little black girl, daughter of his, whatever
yeah,
she is.
Yeah, he needs to get rid of her.
I don't know what she's doing.
Well,
she's baggage.
That's pretty much all he's got left.
Yeah. Well, not necessarily. I mean, he can go and find all new people. It seems like he's got people at every fucking turn. I'm not a big fan of what they're doing with it right now, but I think the way they should end the show is obviously Kevin Bacon's going to kill Joe Carroll at some point. He's going to get his man at some point. But I think it would be kind of cool if because Kevin Bacon's already seemed like he's snapping a little bit.
Mm-hmm.
He's been killing a little too easy lately.
Well, yeah, I told you a couple weeks ago.
And it's almost
Kevin
like
Bacon
he's going to assume
and
the role.
Weston are murderers. They're not even – Kevin Bacon's a flat-out murderer. And the FBI guy, Weston, he's a murderer,
the
too.
Young guy?
Yeah.
Who'd he kill?
Well, he beat fucking Luke.
Well, now he's going to be a murderer after what just happened.
Well, yeah.
But
– he was fucked up before that, though.
Yeah.
That wasn't the first time he went nuts.
Once his FBI chick boss got killed last season, that's when he sort of lost it.
Right.
Well, now –
he kind of lost it after he got beaten to almost death.
See, I think it was the chick that sent him over the edge.
But that sent him over the edge, yeah.
Yeah.
But they're both murderers at this point.
Yeah. I don't get me wrong. I love the show. I think it's a great show.
It wasn't this past week. The week before, when Kevin Bacon found the house that they were staying in, the black guy and him started fighting outside, and Kevin Bacon fucking stabbed him in the stomach. The guy had no weapons. Nothing.
I know.
Which, by the way, that dude's a pretty big dude. How was Kevin Bacon whooping his ass before he stabbed him?
I don't know.
Skills, my ass.
Kevin Bacon looks like a brittle motherfucker, man.
He does. He looks so old now.
He's kind of old. I mean, he's not young anymore.
He's got to be near 60, right, I would think?
No, he's probably...
You don't think so?
No, he's probably in his early 50s, if that.
Really?
Yeah.
I feel like he's been around forever, like
Kevin
since
Bacon?
I was a kid.
Well, yeah.
Flashdance, right? What? I mean,
he was in the chair when he pulled the string and the water came out of him. That's right, because Flashdance was about a little boy who had a dream. That he wanted to be a dancer, and he knew that working in a steel mill wasn't going to cut it.
So he had to bring his talents
on stage.
You know what I meant? Footloose.
Flashdance.
He was born in 1958.
Flashdance. So how old is he?
Do the math.
What's this?
He'll be... Oh, sorry.
Go ahead, Miss. Do the math. He's 174.
1958?
Did you really bust out your calculator for that?
Dumb.
I'm dumb what? Don't be mean.
Cunt.
Don't be mean. He's 56.
Okay.
Ustreamer 696380 says it's Footloose, you cunt.
I already said it, and you're not allowed to call me a cunt.
Cunt! Cunt!
Flashdance. I wish Missy could rewrite movies from history.
Oh, shush.
She put like different people in different like roles. Like instead of Tom Cruise in Top Gun, she put someone who just doesn't belong.
Oh, man.
You're dumb.
Put Bill Murray as Maverick.
That would be so awesome.
Joe Falsetti is right now. He said he's in friendly. He's eating dinner with his family, and for some reason, he puts us on, and we're loud and clear in friendlies. And the guy behind him, he's waiting for him to complain because we're sitting here cursing.
Okay, well, I know there's a delay. So, Joe, do me a favor, turn the volume all the way up. Go ahead. I'll give you 2 seconds. Okay, leave it like somewhere close to where other people can hear it. Good. All right. Friendly sucks cock.
Fuck you.
There's too many fucking Mexicans in here. Thanks, Joe. And tell the guy behind you to mind his own fucking business. Just shut up and eat your fucking ice cream, you faggot.
Holy shit, he's gonna get kicked out.
Sorry, buddy, I was only playing. Sorry. You shouldn't be playing this to your family, though. I don't know what kind of
shit. Yeah, we're not really family.
And you shouldn't really
funny.
Be in their friendlies, because that food will make you shit your pants.
Come on. It should be called unfriendlies.
Yeah, it's unfriendly to the booty hole. Oh boy,
that was fun. Can we do that again?
Someone go to another restaurant.
You guys want to take a quick one?
Yeah.
Let's do it.
Alright
somebody said friendly fire. Alright we'll be back.
Oh.
Hey, let's talk about Tweaked Audio.
Okay.
What do you want to talk about? You want to talk about their great deal?
Yes. The fuck?
You
of course.
Talk about their amazing collars?
Do you know what their amazing collars are yet, miss?
I know that there's 7.
Yes.
Good call.
That's a good start.
Ding!
Let's guess the colors.
Okay.
One at a time.
Pink.
Ding!
What's the next one?
White.
Go to tweakedaudio.com, type in the code word jerks. 33% off. Not fucking 10%, not 15, not even 20. 33% off and free shipping. And you can pick from 7 different colors. Red, blue, green, yellow, pink, black, silver,
ding,
and wood grain. And there's also 7 styles. Tweaked.
Ding.
PB.
Ding.
California.
Ding.
Parkour.
Ding.
Parkour 2.
Ding.
Classic.
Ding.
National.
Ding.
Those are the different styles.
You're right. You're goddamn
and
right.
And they also come in 2 different features. Mic'd. And unmiked. Yes. In case you want to talk on your phone, get the mic. If you don't, just want to listen to shit, don't get it.
Ding.
Right. Works with all MP3 players.
Ding.
All Apple.
Ding.
All Android.
Ding.
And most phones.
Ding.
It's always good for that windbag over there just laughing.
One of these days
he's
gonna have a heart attack.
Exciting deals.
Again, go to tweakedaudio.com.
Ding.
Type in cohort jerks.
Ding.
Get 33% off.
Ding.
Free shipping.
Ding.
It's worth it.
Ding.
It's amazing.
Ding.
All right, we're done.
Nope. Hey, everybody, and we're back.
Yeah.
Yeah, Jersey Jerks.
The message board is destroying us right now.
Why?
All right. Well, somebody's asking.
Did
how
Joe
many...
Falsetti ever get back to us about friendlies?
Hold on a second.
I'll wait for that.
I got to go back up here.
He's probably in handcuffs right now.
Let's see. He said he's dying right now. He just got the evil eye. That was awesome. Is this when they take a break to bang the hooker in the studio?
Oh.
Why does everybody think I'm a hooker? I'm
first
so
of all,
confused by that.
Yeah, first of all, she's not a hooker. We don't bang her. We just bukkake her.
No. So suck a dick.
I have a particularly explosive ejaculate and just...
I guess when you were walking... when you guys were walking by the cameras, guys look like a fat Fruity Pebble. Nice shirts, orange and red.
Aww.
The Jersey Teletubbies.
You gotta point that camera down. I totally forgot about that. Shit, I'm gonna come around this way for that one.
How many of them are eating right now? Somebody says all of them. Somebody asks, I wonder what her chair smells like. Somebody replied, tuna.
It smells like roses, motherfucker.
Well, this song sucks. Kings of Leon, I bet you.
Nope.
No, it's Volbeat.
Nope.
Jesus H. Christ. Jesus C. Christ. No. Jesus
C. Christ. What?
Jesus Christ, I just sat on my balls, spelled with 1 L.
What?
My fucking balls.
What'd you sit on?
My fucking balls.
There's a bet on who will come back first, fat orange or fat red.
My God.
Orange.
That says I need an ultrasound on my brain of balls.
Orange wins.
Orange, yeah, I'm
he
obviously
has to come
fatter
back
than Chris.
And they want to know what's in the black box.
This black box?
Or the one between your legs.
It's not black.
Eight?
Wait.
It's not going to come out, you retard.
How is my a retard? It's a fucking camera.
It's very grainy.
Fucking idiot. Fucking retard.
It's very grainy, yeah. So nobody can see what's in it.
No, you can't really
say. It's earbuds from Tweaked Audio.
Yeah.
Go buy them, you fucking assholes.
Yeah, go buy them. If you go on Tweaked Audio's website and you put in the code JERKS, you'll get 33% off. And that's banging.
And free shipping.
And free shipping.
That's shit's right.
And their baller status. Look, we got green ones over here, too.
What? Show them the green.
That's all you can see. So it's officially Fruity Pebbles over here, green.
Fuck you want a boot near?
I can't wait to go home and model in the mirror as a fat fruity pebble.
Go fuck yourself.
All right, so Fabio hates hipsters. We had this discussion before.
Who likes them?
Before, I like them.
They're fucking disgusting people.
Bigot ass cornhole and cocksuckers.
So we had it.
Fucking die.
So we had this discussion before the show came on about how we hate hipsters and.
You're a fucking disgrace.
It pretty much consisted of all three of them hate hipsters. I do not hate the hipsters. That's it. But there is a craze in Brooklyn where hipsters want facial haircuts. Beards are very in right now. Beards.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Beards.
Beards.
Yes.
So they're getting beard transplants. Beards.
Beard because transplants. Because I think
it's beard transplants in Brooklyn.
Beards.
So that they can have facial hair. Hipsters are doing this.
Well, they use pubes from the next door neighbor.
You know what? I'm fucking. I was really wondering that, so I'm looking right now to see where they get these guys. Where they get the hair from?
They use Missy's pubic hairs.
Fucking cunt!
What the fuck, man?
I meant pubic hairs from a cunt, not you.
Jesus.
I'm like two seconds late.
I was like, what is that for?
Fuck you, you fucking whore.
What happened? What the fuck happened?
What the fuck happened? What the fuck happened? We've got Bush!
Oh, man.
Yeah, so the reason that I don't know where they get the hair from is because it's not in here. So that's why. It doesn't say, but they say they do transplants. So I'm assuming that, like...
Did you, like, start off... You started, like, a choo-choo train. They do transplants.
So you know, like... Do you have, like, a hair transplant? They take it from, like, pieces of the back of your neck. Like, stuff like that.
Oh, I didn't know that.
And then they
I should look into that.
So I'm assuming it's the same thing.
Right.
And then they fucking are putting it on their face. And it's like $8,500.
Where are they getting the money for this shit?
Yeah, I mean,
they're cheap.
They all work at fucking
Starbucks.
Yeah, but hipsters always have money.
They're baristas. They're so cheap. They're frugal.
They work at Aeropostale.
Yeah, but they have rich families.
Folding extra large t-shirts that are really for medium sized.
Hipsters always have rich families, so they have a bank account that's huge. Always. I've never met a hipster that doesn't have, you know...
They're just disgusting people.
Like $45,000 in the bank.
What?
Yeah. They're like little, like, spoiled brats. That's why they can be hipsters. And they think it's cool to be, like, poor. You know?
Jesus.
Write us a check.
Any hipsters listening, go to riotcast.com/jerseyjerks. We have any a donate button.
Any hipsters listening, kill yourself.
No, we have a donate button. Donate. Donate to the cause.
Jesus.
It's income tax season. Spread the joy.
They're not going to donate to us.
It says in that article that you were trying to read, during the procedure, doctors remove hair from other body parts, including the head and chest, before implanting it in the face.
Was that on the second page? Because I didn't go.
They're taking hamburger meat.
Yeah, I think I have a different version because it's mobile.
On their face. That's stupid.
Yeah, it is stupid. You could use that
procedure.
I could use it on my chest because I don't have nothing on my chest either.
Yeah, but when you grow your beard out, it's real patchy.
Yeah, I can't fucking grow a beard.
Yeah, your ankles need a transplant, dude. Either that or you got to bring back fucking tube socks.
I'm going to tattoo a fucking sock.
Put the Nike swoosh on it.
That's it.
Or like the old school 80s socks with the lines at the top.
The tube socks. Yeah. That's what I'm talking about, yeah. The old basketball socks.
Call it a life.
Wow. Jesus. Yeah, I never got the whole hipster thing. You know, I'm really turned off by that whole genre of people. They're just a very uppity yet kind of dirty folk.
Yeah.
That's the vibe they give.
The point I think that they're always trying to make.
With their disgustingly long beards.
Mm-hmm.
Just ew.
Beards, not really washed clothes. They don't really bathe right. They don't use deodorant because
it's like they're turning French.
That's just disgusting.
Yeah.
They're turning French.
Sometimes it is, but sometimes, I mean, they're fun and they're smart. Hipsters are usually really, really smart. They're really highly educated.
They're tricksters.
If they were smart, they would use deodorant.
It's just a trend right now. It'll go away. People believe that deodorant causes cancer. Right now, it's a very huge thing.
Well, it depends.
Yeah, not using deodorant causes cancer in other people's noses.
Yeah.
Now you wear deodorant, you smelly fuck.
No deodorant causes loneliness.
Oh,
there's a. Let me tell you, there's a guy at work. Man, he smells like fucking 8 cans of shark shit. He doesn't fucking use deodorant. He doesn't. I don't think he showers all week.
Ugh.
He smells horrible. Like he smells like something died. It's really, really bad.
That sucks.
Mm-hmm.
And he doesn't know that he smells? Like nobody's ever told him?
I'm sure he knows.
We talk about him behind his back, but I don't know if anyone's actually confronted him on it. You know, like he's not a hipster. He's an older dude. You know, he's kind of, I think he's in his early 50s, but man, he smells like shit. He smells like he's dying.
That sucks. Yeah. Maybe he is dying.
That's the weird thing, like, not to break off from the hipster thing, but old people smell like shit.
I know.
They smell dying. Like they're, yeah, like they're decomposing. As well,
they get lazy. They don't wash where they're supposed to wash as good. And
yeah, but their stench is so wretched compared to, like, it's one thing if someone, like, you know, plays a sport and they smell like, you know, a fucking footlocker.
Like sweaty or something.
Yeah, but they can get rid of it. But an old person's, their scent is very, it's like a, I don't know. It's like a dagger to the nose. It's nasty. It's really nasty. And the worst part is when old women spray like a shit ton of old perfume on that they've had for 30 fucking years that's expired at this point.
Oh, yeah.
To cover up the death smell. Oh, man.
It, they smell like Craig Robinson just ran a marathon.
That is so fucking true. That's
unfortunately.
I don't care. I love that fucking guy. He's so funny.
He could have put on some deodorant.
Dude, he just did his show. He was probably sweating his fucking balls off. Right.
That, oh, God, he smells. He's a funny dude, but man, does he smell. How does no one on the set of any movie or show he does is not saying
because he probably is showering and shit. Chris is right. He came from a show.
He probably showers 6 times a day shooting a movie.
Oh, man.
You're dirty.
Oh.
That's pretty funny.
Stink.
He stinks.
Someone else in the chat room said, I bet, Missy, you have a hairy twat. And she refuses to answer that.
Not answering it.
Why would someone ask that? Like, why? I can never imagine you would ever get to that level where it would just be a big fucking muff.
I wouldn't.
Not like your sandwiches.
Anyway. I wouldn't, and that's not funny.
I don't mind that girls are starting to bring a little bit back. That doesn't bother me.
Yeah, because it's apparently not healthy to wax.
Yeah, whatever. And that's
throwing a hipster beard on their pussy.
Yeah, a hipster beard.
Hipster puss.
There's no hair on her vagina.
But you don't want to let it. You don't want to.
Like a 70s bush?
Yeah,
where it's growing on your legs and shit?
Whoa.
Whoa.
Are we back to old women again?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Oh, man. Almost fucking threw up in my mouth.
Holy fuck. Oh shit. That's fucking good. Oh.
Nasty.
I hope that never becomes a trend.
What? Bush.
I can't grow a bush. I need a bush implant. That would be sad.
Yeah, I don't. Like I said, I don't mind a little bit of hair. It's fine with me. It doesn't bother me. Sometimes it'd actually be really sexy, but I can never see a huge hairy bush.
No.
Mm-mm. Not
it's
again.
It's weird.
I remember dealing with that back in the day.
Yeah.
That was – yo, that was – sometimes it got so bad. It was like to the point where I remember this one chick, her pussy hairs were in her lips. Like, yeah. They folded into her. And you're, like, I'm sitting there, like, just, like, I'm in a
it's
fucking...
It's like pulling off carpet.
No, it's worse. It's like being in a fucking Brazilian, like, forest. You're just pulling shit away.
The rainforest?
Trying to find... Oh, God. Like, just hoping nothing flies out at you or anything like that. Like, it is so disgusting. It is nasty. And then, like, every once in a while, you'll... You know, when you're down there and you're trying... to get the sweet spot and you come across a hair with your tongue, you're like, bleh. Oh, God.
Oh,
that was
God.
That was in back in the day, you know, the bush. And
I know. Oh, I know it was. And I didn't have a problem because some women actually kept it nice and trim.
And
yeah.
Neat.
I mean, even when it was hairier, some people actually edged it like the way they were supposed to. Some women edged it and, you know,
they paid a Mexican $4 to come over and,
you know, they edge it. They primmed their bushes. You know, they did what they were supposed to do. But some women, they just let that. It just looks like someone just smacked a wig right up against
what?
It and it's all over the place. There's no rhyme or reason for it. There's no shape to it. It's just a fucking wig in between her legs. It's nasty.
A wig?
It looked like a wig.
Fuck that shit.
Mm.
That's gross.
It was all like that back.
I'll never
high
forget
school.
The first time I seen it too. Like up close, I was like,
"Was your first vagina like that?"
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Was it like not even shaved at all?
Back in the day, no.
Girls didn't do that. They didn't even like use scissors or anything.
She had a 17-year-old hairy bush. Like she let that shit grow from birth. Never.
Was it hairy at 17?
Yes. Oh. Yes. I saw no skin. I saw nothing. I saw a fucking 70s fro.
But when you're messing with a chick and you're going down her pants and you reach the bush line, that's when you know you're good. That was the Mendoza line. You cross that shit.
But at the same time, though, when you go to stick your fingers in her and you're pushing hair in it with it, that was like... You're sitting
ew!
There, you're like...
It's getting somebody caught. Stole my watch.
It's like ramen noodles.
Check it out, man.
Dude. It's nasty. It was nasty.
You guys aren't that much older than me, and I always was trimmed.
Well, what year, how old were you when you first had sex? Like, first let a guy fuck with you?
18.
And you were... Nothing?
Not nothing, but I was very little.
Well, I mean, it was rare. I mean, it was, I don't know. It seemed like I was just not winning the lottery in that stage because it was just one shrub after the other, you know.
Like all the way, like on the pelvic girdle?
What?
I don't know the maps, so you might want to explain that to me. By the way, this is brought to you by Tweaked Audio.
Harry Bush segment.
Brought to you by Tweaked Audio. Type in the code word jerks.
I'm going to keep blocking myself so people stop talking shit on me.
Give me the pelvic girdle. What's that?
Like.
It was the majority of it was closer to the lips.
Okay.
Like, but it didn't start at the belly button?
Ground zero. No, I actually wanted to say ground zero was closer to the hole. Okay. That was the big, you know, no. It was like this down there. You know what I mean? Without the little symbol. Like this. But, you know, every once in a while, though, you'd see it sort of like fade out going up. But there was this one chick, man. Belly button, treasure trail, all the way down. And it was noticeable as fuck. And I'm just like...
Like dark black hair?
Yeah, like I'm sitting there, I'm like, if I was thin, it probably would be me. Like, I was thinking it could probably be me, you know? If I had like a flat stomach, this would be me.
Like they could have filmed the scene from Full Metal Jacket.
Honestly, the entire time I was staring at her huge tits just so I remembered that I was with a woman. You know
God.
What I mean? Because it was like, it was pretty bad, man. It was just like this long, hairy treasure trail going down. It was like an arrow. It like went down and there's this huge, hairy And the other thing that killed me too, and obviously, Miss, you don't have to worry about this because you don't let anyone back there. But every once in a while, like when a girl would like, you know, get up off her back and get on all fours. And you get a glimpse of the butt.
Mm-hmm.
You see, like, the hair coming out of the butt. Oh, ew. Man, dude. I was like, good God, that's gross. It's
like gross. A bush out the butt?
Not like that, but, like, still. Like, enough to catch a couple dingleberries here and there. Like, it's fucking foul.
Growing towards the back, yeah.
Oh.
Yeah. It's like a big fucking U of hair. Like, from back to front.
A U,
like, you know, the letter U.
It's like the plant from Little Shop of Hearts. It just keeps getting bigger and bigger.
Feed me, Seymour. Man, good God. That was some... I don't miss that at all. I don't miss it at all.
That sucks.
Yeah. I remember the first time I saw a ball pussy, though.
Was it like heaven?
It was like the fucking the five mint gum commercials. You know, when like everything starts to turn to ice around. It was like fresh and so like brisk. It was like, whoa, this is aerodynamic.
Did you love it?
I liked the fact that I didn't have to like pick fucking pubes out of my teeth or my mouth. But I never actually got a good look at the vag until then. And I was like, not what I was expecting.
It was weird looking?
It was weird. Like, it was one thing to see it in pornos. You know, it's kind of a far shot or whatever. But that close up, like up close and personal.
Is it falling out?
Yeah, like I remember the one chick, she had beef curtains, man.
Like, vagine hang like yeah. Cave of wizard.
She had like the fucking, the curtains you see on a fucking stage.
Mm-hmm.
You just pull that shit aside like, good God.
I finally get to see what a vagina looks like. Oh my God! Oh my God!
You ever see a girl who's like the ends of her lips are kind of like almost burnt looking? Like darker? Not burnt, but kind of like the edge of a roast beef. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
Oh yeah. Plenty of those.
Why do you think we call them that, ladies? Because it looks like it's wrong.
I told you about that one time at the strip club, and I was so sad.
Why?
Because the girl was so beautiful.
And oh, then, I'm not going to stop if a girl's got, you know.
Even if it's floppy?
Yeah. Well, hey, one girl, miss, she had one lip, one side was like inner, like folded up inner, and then the other side was just hanging down. So, like, when I went to go part it, like, slowly, like, peeled this out. You know what I'm talking about? Just like
her pussy had a stroke.
You peel it out like a fruit roll-up?
Yeah, like a fruit roll-up. Yeah, you just, like, unroll it, and you're like, oh, there it is. And it's just, like,
no, what is it,
a little Tupperware burp comes out.
No. What is it, flap on the side of your face?
Huh?
Does it flap on the side of your face?
On the side of my face.
Like if you're eating her out.
How long do you think her lips are?
I don't know. How long were they?
No, they're not that long. They're like good to like the corners of your mouth. That's about it. Not like, like what the fuck is
that? You wear it's a hat.
It's like the fucking alien in Aliens. When they're little and they strap onto your face. What the hell is wrong with
those
you?
Those were the days.
It's like a fucking monster. He's describing.
It's like a jack in the box. He's going, through a Cracker Jack box.
And the worst, fries. Yeah, the worst part is, one of the other worst parts of it is the hair traps the scent sometimes.
Yep.
And it's not flattering at all.
Yeah.
Like it's got a funk to it, you know, little.
If they don't take care of themselves, it's not good.
That sucks. Wow.
Or a night at the club when she's dancing all night and then you come home.
Sweaty dance.
She's got leather pants on and then, you know.
Leather pants?
Yeah, back in the fucking
early 2000s. Pinky Tuscadero?
You know, I used to wear the leather pants.
He was at a New Kids concert. You like Donnie Wahlberg too? Come on, let's go back to my.
Donnie was wearing leather pants. Go ahead.
Yeah.
That's nasty, man.
Sweaty.
Well, speaking of vaginas.
Yeah. Good segue.
Do you guys want to hear 10 things that you didn't know about vaginas, apparently?
I would love to hear things I don't know about
what
vaginas.
What don't we know?
I'll tell you one
vaginas.
Thing I don't know about vaginas, how to please them.
This will help.
All right, the first thing that you may or may not know about vaginas are an orgasm is an excellent pain reliever. So it says, next time your girl gives you the excuse that she doesn't want to have sex with you because she has a headache, you can tell her that she's full of shit.
Okay.
An orgasm is an excellent pain reliever and can work as well as over-the-counter medicines.
Really?
Yeah.
I've heard that.
I actually heard that before, too.
I heard that it's a mood alterer. Like it
yeah, makes fair
so you shouldn't feel bad about putting her head through the headboard while you're fucking her.
Oh, Bob. Okay, the vagina cleans itself.
So does my
bullshit.
Oven.
We make grinders and vaginas? What's going on here? What are we doing here?
It also cleans itself after sex.
What?
That's what it says.
Find me one of those self-cleaning vaginas.
Yeah,
that's bullshit.
You ever have to go like a second or third time and you get a little bit of that first time comes yeah. out? It's like a woo.
You open it up and Consuela from Family Guy's
no,
shining it up.
No, you can't come in now. No.
Oh my. It is not all about the G spot. There is also an A spot.
The S?
No.
Oh.
It is located deeper within the canal.
Hmm. I can tell you one thing.
It's deeper. I never got there.
I was going to say, no part of me has ever gotten that deep.
It's right in front of the cervix.
No, I don't have the password to get in there. That's an underground nightclub I'm not aware of.
Yeah, they said to use your fingers.
What do you have, ET fingers?
Who am I, Arsenio Hall? What the fuck are you talking about?
Dikembe Mutombo.
Don't bring that shit into here. Don't bring that shit into here.
Oh my.
No.
Popping each other's assholes.
We're thinking popping each other's assholes.
Oh man. You are what you eat. Yes, that is the title of this one. A healthy vagina has an odor, but it's usually not very pungent. Many of what a woman eats will affect the way her genitals taste and smell.
Well, people in the chat room wanted to know what your chair smells like. What do you eat?
Blueberries.
So fruity.
Yeah, it would be fruity.
I love that I get to use fart noises
and
again.
Jelly beans. Any way to incorporate fart noises is good.
Ow.
That's funny.
It says things like cabbage and asparagus will give it an off-putting scent.
Yeah, no shit.
Really?
Yeah. That makes sense.
Well, I'll tell you what. When I eat asparagus, and I love asparagus, my pee smells... not that it smells great all the time.
Yeah.
But it smells extra bad. And I know it's like that for most people. But it's enough to where I got to, like, look away. You know, like, I got to turn my head like, God! Damn.
Oh, my God.
It's pungent as
fuck. So does that mean Chinese girl, their pussy smell like egg rolls?
Probably.
They pungent. Smell like wonton.
I've been missing out.
We'd never see Chris again.
Guys should drink pineapple juice.
Yeah.
To make their semen taste
yummy. Yeah, your cranberry juice helps, too.
Marco, does Donnie Wahlberg drink pineapple juice?
The vagina can fall out.
Wait, what?
Yeah, vaginal prolapse. This is fucked up. Is when the uterus, ovaries, fallopian tubes, or vagina, or a combination of all of these, moves downward from its natural place in the body.
Really?
Yeah.
I didn't know.
It can happen for no fucking reason.
I've heard of
the
prolapsed anus. I've never heard of the prolapsed vag. So it just falls, comes out, like inside out like a sock?
Yeah.
You just turn it right inside out?
Yeah.
Ew.
Fuck yeah. Female ejaculation does exist.
I have a particularly explosive vagina.
We know we've talked about this before.
Oh my God, I almost died.
This next one.
Have you gone to that part yet?
I don't think it's going to happen for me, man.
Are you open to it?
Not really.
It's not about focusing. It's about letting go.
Yeah. And
you just got to feel like complete. Maybe you should dose yourself up a little bit. Feel like more relaxed. Something you can take.
Take some Xannies or something?
Something like that. Yeah. I'll something that. To just let go, you know? Just don't shit all over the place.
I let go too much.
My bad.
Oh, no.
This one's fucked up. The vagina can double in length when a woman is aroused.
Whoa.
Excuse me?
Yeah.
That's a man.
You'd think.
What?
Never heard of that.
Yeah, the average size in an unaroused woman is 3 to 4 inches long. But during arousal, this number can increase and may even double.
What the fuck?
Yeah, that's fucked up, man. I didn't know that. And I have a vagina. That's fucked up. That like
so. Sometimes weird. Your vagina gets deeper.
Yeah, that's weird.
Yeah.
Having sex can keep the vagina young and healthy.
So it's a myth that a girl who just has too much sex has a big open gap.
Yeah. Mm. So you know, if you don't use it, you lose it.
Oh wow.
That's
Pussy's ground zero, man.
Oh my. This one is also fucked up. I'm learning all types of shit today. Vaginal secretions contain a component found in shark's livers. Yeah. Wait,
what?
Yeah.
Shark's livers.
Yeah. Oh my God.
I was waiting for it.
It's called something fucked up too.
What's it called?
Squalene.
What?
Squalene.
Squalene.
Squalene. Can also be in vegetable oils.
So, shark pussy.
Yeah, it's used in cosmetics.
Oh, that's good. Too.
And moisturizer.
Whoa.
Oh my God. It keeps the tissue moist and supple. So, squalling.
Squalling.
Unless I'm saying it wrong.
How do you spell it?
S Q U A L E N E.
That sounds about right. Lots of people swimming up there.
Jesus. And the last one is the vaginal muscles are extremely powerful. Yes.
Like Hulk smash.
Like Arnold powerful. Like
they said.
Yes. Pussy.
They said they're called PC muscles.
And oh, yeah. That's what the Kegels help
for. You use the exercise Kegels so that you can make them stronger. But
Hulk smash.
Listen to this. The world record holder for the strongest vagina is a Russian woman.
No, oh, shocker.
Yes. Who was able to lift 31 pounds with just her vaginal muscles.
What?
What?
Stop it!
Yeah. Shit is fucked
31
up.
31 pounds?
31 pounds. She lifted with her
badge.
She
could break your dick off.
Oh, yeah.
Like if she squeezes?
Squeezed and turned or something.
Snap it like a pencil.
Oh. Snap it right off.
No good.
No
that
bueno.
That is no bueno.
No.
No bueno.
I ain't messing with no Russian woman.
So 10 things that you might not have known about vaginas, you now know.
The shark one is weird.
The shark one is so weird.
Yeah. Although there is a correlation between fish and pussy.
Pussy with teeth.
A pussy with teeth.
I know. Why is that? Like, why is it always, like, why are people always like, oh, your vagina smells like tuna? Like, it's always like a joke. Why?
Maybe because it smells
it's
like
because it has because shark, like,
maybe there is
that's
some
gotta
sort of
be
fucking
it now. I thought that, like, girls' vaginas must smell like tuna. I've never dealt with a girl that had tuna smelling vagina.
Piss clams.
No, but it has some sort of scent.
Not fishy at all, ever.
No, hopefully not, for your sake.
Yeah, but I guess, I always thought it was just like something real offensive to say. So people just said tuna because it never smells good. No, tuna always smells like shit.
I'm sure chicks have had some smelly fucking twats.
I'll be like, yo, your shit smells like asparagus.
I have two really bad
Cabbage Girl.
Two really bad times. One was so bad that I was literally dry heaving while I was down there. I had to stop.
I think we've all had.
I was just like
a couple.
That sucks. You. Yeah, I didn't.
It was hard to hide.
But
that,
you guys
too.
Probably got with a lot more bitches.
I wouldn't say that. I'm just saying that the two that I remember that were really bad, like one was so bad, the moment her fucking pants, not even her underwear came off, the room just wafted with disgusting, garbagey pussy. Like, it was gross.
Was she not a clean girl? Or was she did she have a bad diet?
At night and then decide to bang at the end of the night and...
It was actually early the next morning when it happened.
Oh, so she hadn't taken a shower. So, I mean, yeah. It shouldn't stink
it,
like that.
It still shouldn't smell like that, dude.
Not at all.
I've gone fishing 100 times in my life, and nothing ever smelled that bad pulling it out of the water.
That's a sound.
She must have had a shitty diet.
Shitty diet? Yeast
infection? Yeah, she ate shit.
They did say that.
She wipes back to front.
Oh, God.
That's nasty, by the way.
Yeah. Causes UTIs and stuff. Yeast infections.
Mm.
Disease. This
you
is
make
gross.
Me throw up.
I know you do look like you're going to throw up. You're turning red.
Yeah, because I'm just...
thinking about
it. I got that sense memory thing going on, and I can almost smell that chick again.
Oh, that sucks.
Mm. Fucking nasty.
That's the worst.
That's terrible.
Feeling when you get that. You work, you get it, and then it just stinks.
Why don't you just not do it then?
Well, you work that hard. You might as well go fucking...
Well, yeah.
Yo, I'm not going to lie to you. I gave up. I didn't even bother going down. It was just the moment, like I said, the moment her pants came off, it just stunk.
What'd you do then?
Well, then I put my fingers in there, and I couldn't fucking... Like, my hand, I had to keep my hand, like, back here. I couldn't even fucking have it in front of my head because if the whiff hit me, I would literally start
peeing. He has to know, though, right?
We had an entire night of just hardcore drinking. Hardcore. That next day, well, later that day, because it was early that morning, when she was gone, I got in the shower. I could not get the smell. I had a rubber on, and I couldn't get the smell off my dick. That's how fucking bad it was. I'm sitting there scrubbing the shit out of it. I was raw.
And it never smelled like that before?
Never. Never. Well, that was like only two times I was with her.
You never got with her again?
No. No. That was it.
Did you tell her why?
No. There were other reasons why I couldn't.
Okay.
She's got to know, though. Like, you got to know you smell, right? If your fucking sack smells, don't you know, like, after, like, going to the gym and shit? You're scratching, but oh shit!
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
Well, if you take your gym shorts off and you can smell your balls, I would think a girl.
Wow! I never thought of it that way.
Yeah, like
wow! I can smell my balls from here.
A girl, like if I took my pants off and my vagina smelled, I would be able to smell it. There's not like a lot of room. Was she like tall?
She was about 5'8", 5'7", 5'8".
She had like a long torso?
She smelled that shit.
She had to have.
It smelled bad. It was bad. It was putrid.
The neighbors were vomiting.
It was, no, honestly, it was putrid.
Was it in your bed or her bed?
It was mine.
Oh.
That was a huge mistake.
Should have burned the house down.
I had, the sheets I had on the bed, they were like, they weren't white, they were colored. I bleached them. Because I had to kill the fucking infection that was spreading all over that. It was,
since they were colored, did they have to use a different washing machine than your wife's?
We had to replace the washing machine after that. It was nasty.
That
it was
sucks.
Fucking gross. So gross. And then the other chick, she wasn't that bad, but she had, it was only one night. It was one, and I don't know why. One night I went down there. I mean, she was my girlfriend, this girl. And I was just like, oh, it reeked. It was like talking to a homeless person. It was so fucking disgusting. I was like, what the fuck happened? Like, it just smelled so bad. My eyes were all teary. Like, I was just.
Did you not do it?
And I was being a trooper. I was kind of like holding my breath while I was down there. And it was like every once in a while you hear, like that.
You should have fake chowed.
I didn't know about the fake chow back then, man. Yeah, that's all new shit.
That's new.
I don't know nothing about that. I wish I knew about the fake chow. I probably would have been better than the real chow. Man, that shit was fucking rank. Ugh.
They were like stinky little balloons.
Gotta do the sniff test. Gotta do the sniff test.
Dude, I didn't have to with that one, that first one, man. Yeah. She was fucking vile. Like, it was, like, I told you.
I can't believe
it. I remember, too, she was wearing teal panties. And, like, I think at that moment in time, I was completely turned off by teal after that. Like, anything I see teal, I'm just like, eh. That's
yeah, because you associate it with stinky pussy.
Right, yeah. Yes. Like, every time I saw, like, a teal Geostorm driving down the street, I'd be like, oh. Fucking disgusting.
Oh, disgusting God. Is right.
I'm so not into teal at all. Like, it just bothers the fuck out of me.
To this day?
Yeah, kind of. Like, anytime someone, like, you know, my girlfriend, if she goes and buys something, like a bathing suit and it's got teal in it, I'd be like, oh, that's nice. Yeah.
Like, don't buy that.
Yeah. Just get pink or something. Yellow, whatever. No teal.
Oh, my God.
She never asked you why?
No, we never got into that discussion. Now we're going to fucking talk about it. Really? You don't like teal? Oh, my God. I got to take all my stuff back.
If the Flyers changed to teal, would you root for another team?
Yeah. Thank God I'm not a San Jose Sharks fan. I'll tell you that much. Speaking of, see, teal, Sharks, fish, smelly.
It all comes about.
There's
all
a fucking
nasty circle. That is kind of crazy.
There's a relation there.
There is.
You see?
Wow.
Oh, Fob.
So that's the 10 things you never knew about vaginas. Did any one of them surprise either you two guys?
The like, shark thing, obviously.
The shark thing.
Besides the shark thing, since we just...
That's self-cleaning? I didn't know it's self-cleaning.
I didn't know about that either.
I knew about that.
Really?
Yeah, because I tried to explain it to you guys before about like why douching is bad for you. And he said, you're not really supposed to use anything but warm water and like,
I understand.
Soap.
I can understand why, you know, a douche would be bad because it can't be sanitary.
It knocks off your pH, your natural pH balance.
Right.
In the veg.
Sounds like a dirty swimming pool. I don't know about the whole self-cleaning. Because like I said,
you
man,
still have to use soap and water like with any part
of your
body.
I get that, but you're implying that what that list was or that point on that list was is that after something it'll clean itself basically type of thing, like in a sense.
Yeah, like in I guess the shark secretions, the squalene will come in and clean up.
But see, that's my point, though. Like I said, if you've ever been with a chick more than once in the same day, like if you ever had one of those marathons,
yeah.
After a while, there's a little bit
there's a sex smell.
Right, but there's like sometimes, and the closer you get down there, it gets even more pungent, you know, because of the, you know, it's your dick going, well, not you, but sorry,
it's Missy's dick.
It's Missy's dick going in and out of this big, deep hole. But that's what I'm saying. Cause I know after my dipstick smells like shit after a while, you know what I mean? After like 3-4 times.
Yeah, man.
It's like, oh boy, I need to wash. You could just smell it from up here.
Uh-huh. It stinks.
Whew. Good God. I think I went fishing a little too long today. Well, sorry I don't have a list to tell you about things you didn't know about the penis. There's really not much to know.
I feel like I probably know everything.
I think so, too.
I know all about dick and balls.
I know.
Good God.
Right on point.
Give us a soundbite for everything. Oh, my God.
Holy shit. That was from 21 Jump Street.
Yeah.
I used to party with Robert Downey Jr. when he was all fucked up and fun. That's good. I like that.
I'll see if I can find an article this week about
penises.
Yeah.
Just go into your history. I'm sure you looked
things
up a
you
lot
didn't
of
know.
Dick.
What could it possibly be, though? Things you didn't know about the penis.
I don't know.
I don't think that there can be much, though.
It's pretty self-explanatory.
It is.
And it's, I mean, it can't hold anything.
I don't know.
It can hold a lot
I've
of
worked
semen.
On some tricks over these years. Ever tried to hang a hat? play ring toss.
Hang wet towels from it.
Come on, let's play ring toss.
Penis!
Oh, there you go. There's one. 8 things you didn't know about your penis.
Oh.
WebMD.
Nice. WebMD. It's reputable.
Yeah, it is. Historias.
Very immense penises.
I bet you guys know everything, though, about...
Okay, go through.
Ask me about my wiener!
Go through.
All right. Oh, use it or lose it.
Yeah?
It's the first thing.
Really?
Yeah, you need to have erections regularly to keep your penis in shape.
My penis is an animal.
Oh, my God, that's awesome.
I can see that.
That does make sense. See, Steve Carell asking that. And 40-year-old version.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Use it or lose it.
All right. You guys know this one. Your penis may be a grower or a shower.
Yeah.
My dick is really small.
Chris, you are on point.
He's got all the dick sound bites.
You're one big floppy cock.
The pleasure zone. It is the underside of the head of the penis, and the underside of the shaft is the most.
Go jerk off.
Is the most sensitive for sexual pleasure.
Yeah. Which part?
The underside of the penis.
Underneath the head.
Oh, yeah. Okay. I was gonna say underneath
and the shaft.
The chin.
The dick chin. I got you. I'm with you now.
Yeah, miss.
Sensitivity declines with age.
Not there yet.
But after you're 25, the biggest decline is from 65 to 75.
That sounds about right.
Yeah, that would make a huge difference.
Vibrators work for on the penis, too.
Really?
Yeah, it says men with spinal cord injuries.
Man. Did she hear the way she said that? She sounds like a fucking Trojan commercial. Trojan man. Man with spina bifida, or whatever the
Oh my God. Men with spinal cord injuries can ejaculate with the with the aid of a medical vibrator.
Oh God.
He's leaked lubricants all over my foot.
Oh, God. There's more to the penis than meets the eye.
Like the Transformers. Autobots, suck cock.
Half the length of the penis is inside your body.
That is true.
That's why I keep telling girls my dick's 15 inches.
That's true. Actually, for me, I think it's 2/3. I'm going to go on record.
Yeah, mine starts at my Adam's apple.
Mine's somewhere in the liver section.
I feel much better now.
Yeah, I was going to say.
I thought I was shortchanged.
I'm going to go with 2/3. Oh, man.
Again, miss.
Your penis is a habitat.
For crabs?
For humanity.
I'm going to fuck you with my penis.
The study showed that there were a total of 42 unique kinds of bacteria on the skin of the penis.
Oh, my goodness.
Keep that dirty dick in your pants.
Oh, man. Wow.
Yeah, that's fucked up. They said it's like an ecosystem. Yeah.
That's pretty nasty.
Plants and shit.
That's fucking nasty.
Oh, man. So it's a cesspool.
Yeah.
My testicles are fun to eat.
And 8.
Going back to that other one. That covers grower, shower, and the heavier things in your body. Right, Yoda?
Most men aren't circumcised. Only 30% of males are circumcised.
Yeah, I wish I wasn't.
Why?
I don't know. I don't like being circumcised. I feel like they took too much off. I think they. No pun intended. But I think they took too much of a tip.
I mean, who cares if you have a small dick? It's how you use it, right?
Oh, thank you.
You have got the smallest penis I have ever seen.
So, eight things. Did any of that surprise you guys? The habitat.
That cesspool one's a little bothersome.
That's crazy.
Yeah.
You figure there's some.
Well, I mean, I guess that's where the whole, like, that's probably where all that, you know, the jock itch and stuff like that, that's probably where it comes
sweating
from.
Sweating down there. And
yeah. I mean, come on, dude. Honest to God, let's be honest. You know, you mash all your shit down there. It's on a hot day. Yeah. I mean, I'm fat 24/7, but when it's summertime and it's hot, it's a fucking, it's like a hot pocket down there.
And then you piss during the day several times. Oh. You might have a leakage, maybe a loose seal or something.
Too bad the penis isn't self-cleaning.
No, it's not.
Yeah, we use girls' mouths to clean it.
That's why you need to get
fresh balls. Fresh balls.
I am relieved at some of those points, though.
What do you mean?
The half in, half out.
Good to know.
That doesn't make sense, though. That really doesn't make
sense. What's the point of having a penis on the inside?
Every girl I've ever been with said the same thing.
Like, why is it inside? They said if you scan your penis in an MRI scan, it looks like huge.
Really?
Yeah. They
get an MRI tomorrow. Hey, that motherfucker on my wall be like, that's really what it is right there.
This is what you could be having.
Just look up at the picture and we'll be fine.
It's long and hard and full of semen.
Wow. It's good to know.
The ecosystem's weird.
Yeah, that bothers me.
Yeah.
It's bothering me.
Hand sanitizer on it.
Oh my God. That's got to sting like a motherfucker.
Yeah, I can imagine.
That would probably hurt.
I don't know about you guys, but when I was younger and I didn't know any better, like, you know, when I was in my young teens, one time I did a spritz of cologne down there.
Oh, no.
I jumped in the sink fucking cock first. I was like, just like, oh, my God. Like,
one of my ex-boyfriends put Icy Hot on his balls.
Why?
Why would you do that?
What do you watch? What was that movie with? Fuck, I forgot now. I can't even fucking make a good joke because I can't remember the name of the movie or the actor. The fucking kid's dead. Corey Haim was in it. Lucas. Remember Lucas?
Oh, Lucas. Oh, yeah,
Remember they put Icy Hot on his nuts and he's sitting on the water fountain?
Yeah.
Why would he do that?
Because he was playing basketball too much and he thought it would hurt, like, help.
Help what?
Help.
He thought it would
jump shot?
His balls were sore from running around all day.
I was smacking the side.
Yeah.
Holy shit.
He had to go to the hospital and everything.
How much did he put on?
A lot.
Did you help him?
No. I was like, you're an idiot.
Did you help him?
I was so young. I was like, no.
You're freaked out. Are you freaked out of balls?
Yeah, I was like, no, I was freaked out of balls. I was like, scared as hell.
Wow.
Is it bad when you get a lump on your balls?
What was that from?
That's Andrew Dice Clay, the king.
Fucking retard.
Oh, man.
The penis and the vagina.
That's a great way to end the show.
Yeah.
It is. Dropping some knowledge on you.
Right. In the vagina. It's like a Broadway play.
Yeah.
There
off
you go.
Broadway.
Oh, definitely off Broadway.
Half off of Broadway. The other half's on it.
Yeah.
The other half is way up.
Now, see, listen to those two points in both of those lists. What a cruel fucking joke. So apparently, close to half of the dick is inside of a man's body, but a woman's vag can extend double size. Like, what a cruel fucking joke. It literally is, if you think about it.
It's
I mean, if anything, to match, the woman's pussy should shrink.
Nah,
that would be great.
So.
Pussy shrink wrapped around your dick.
Shrinkage.
Make you feel like a real man.
Yeah.
Use your Kegels and then break that shit off.
Yeah, but I mean, what a fucking sick joke.
That is kind of fucked up.
And women bitch about not having it good.
Unbelievable.
I like being Nar Shoes.
Who likes giant cock?
Hopefully nobody does. No woman does. Oh, man.
Whew. Pretty good. Pretty good. Let's wrap it up.
Yeah, let's do that.
Get out of here.
Get out of here. Thanks, everybody, for listening to the Jersey Jerk Show. We will be back next Wednesday. Thursday. Jesus. It's been a long day. I'm tired. Please go to riotcast.com/Jersey Jerks and check out all of our sponsors like Tweaked Audio, Amazon.com, and Gamefly. Also, we have a donate button. Donate some money, Christian.
Yeah,
if you're out there listening, we got a shirt on the way for you.
Real quick. I know he bitched at us for not shouting him out, but I'm going to shout him out right now.
Yeah.
Dr. Z.
Oh, why?
Instead of wasting your time tweeting us nasty shit, go to the donate button and give us some of that doctor money. All right? Some of that terrorist money.
Yeah, give us some of that cell money.
What are we, Al-Qaeda?
Yes.
Aww.
You cocksucker.
Yeah, but you know what, though? He probably doesn't make like the doctor money they make over here.
I don't know.
He probably makes as much as like a barista.
He's a hipster over there.
He probably needs more money than we... No, I'm just kidding. I'm only playing.
Well, Dr. Z, what up? Give us some money.
He's trying to get her to fucking whip out her boobs. And
I saw that. I saw that.
It's not going to happen, so just donate anyway.
Yeah, man. Do work, son.
You lousy bastard.
And guys, don't forget, call 856-381-4500 and leave a voicemail. And
how much would Dr. Z have to donate for you to send him a picture?
A realistic dollar amount. What would you...
I don't know.
Like 50,000?
Yes.
That's not realistic.
That's not, yeah.
25,000.
That's still not
realistic. Actually, 5,000.
Like a grand?
Not a grand. Send
him
a
picture. We can get stunt boobs and have somebody else do it and say
to you. Stunt boobs. Bring in a stunt cock.
Stunt cock!
That was really? On the other day with asthma.
Like 10,000.
Man.
That's not realistic.
Yeah.
$1,000 is not realistic either.
Sure it is.
No, it's not.
It absolutely is.
It's not going to have your face. Nobody's going to see it.
No.
Were you just looking at my tits?
Five.
So you wouldn't do it for $1,000, but you'd do it for Twitter followers?
Yeah, because it's impossible. That was the point of saying it.
It was obviously impossible. You don't have 200.
It's not true.
Whatever. But seriously, for $1,000, you wouldn't do it?
No, I would do what Marco said and do a fake shit.
A stunt boob.
Sorry.
But you have to pay for stunt boobs. Unless you just fucking pull a picture.
She could probably
online.
Get someone she knows to do it.
I could get somebody else to do it. All right. And then I have to split it with them.
All right, Dr. Z, 500. No, it's to the show.
Well.
It's not for you.
Wow, well, the then
take one for the team,
grand.
Motherfucker.
Dr. Z will talk
but Chris,
about
let me tell you something. If it ever happened, and it won't, where a girl wants to pay money for you to show her your dick, would you do it?
I'll drag my sack across her face.
No, I find it hard to believe that anybody would do it.
$1,000.
You would do it. And it would be like public.
I'm not gonna have my face in it. Stunt balls.
Stunt balls. Stunt cock.
Yeah, just fucking donate. And one more thing is, it looks like I was talking to his PR. It looks like Don Jameson's gonna call in next week.
Nice.
Got a little promoting to do.
Nice.
So she said most likely it's a go.
Good to know.
Miss.
I know. Oh, no.
Now the message board will really be hopping next week because we can actually tell him what her seat would smell like.
This is true.
Smells like shark squalene.
whatever
fuck that is.
Make sure we embarrass her.
Man!
Make sure you ask some questions.
I will.
I know.
Yeah.
Let's see that game.
Game? I'm not going to be able to do game. It's going to be awkward.
The camera's going to be all up in her cleavage. So, Don.
Don, can you see me? Can you see me, Don?
Hey, now. Look at that.
Don, can you see? He's like...
He had a question for you.
You want me to drag my sack across your face?
Yes.
All right, that's all we got.
Yeah.
All right, see you next week with Don.
Don who? Don Paterno?
The real Don.
Don Jameson.
The real Don Jameson.
Donnie Wahlberg.
Oh, yeah.
Oh,
Marco's
God.
Man crush, Donnie yeah, Wahlberg.
Marco with balls all over his face.
All right, let's get a longest ending ever.
Always end on a strong joke.
Always end on a strong joke.
This concludes our broadcast day. Click.